Blog Talk Radio.
Off from the Indians, welcome to pilgrims, and to the buffalo, who once ruled the plain. Like the vultures circling beneath the dark clouds, looking for the rain, looking for the rain. Just like the cities that stagger on the coastline, and a nation that just can't stand much more. Like the forest buried beneath the highway, never had a chance to grow, never had a chance to grow. And now it's winter, winter in America. Yes, and all of the hills have been killed, sent away. Yeah, but the people know it's winter. Winter in America. Nobody knows what to say. Save your soul, Lord knows, from winter in America. The Constitution, a noble piece of paper, with free society, a struggle, but they died in vain. And now democracy is a ragtime on the corner, hoping for some rain. It looks like he's hoping, hoping for some rain. And I see the robins perched in barren treetops. They're watching last ditch races marching across the floor. But just like the peace signs that vanished in our dreams, never had a chance to grow. Never had a chance to grow. And now it's winter. Winter in America. And all of the hillers have been killed. Betrayed. Yeah, but the people know it's winter. Lord knows it's winter in America. And ain't nobody fighting, 'cause nobody knows what to say.
Yes. Gil Scott here, y'all. Winter in America. Welcome to the Helios Business Hour, the Book of the Sun. I'm your host, Dry Bones, and we are going to have another one of those intellectual mind stimulation programs. Today's program is open mic. I'm letting everybody come on, kick whatever you feel, get it out your system, because it's Sunday, and it's going to be in the news. I'm bringing the news from the north, east, west, and the south. So it was an anagram for your brain. North, east, South, West Hemisphere, your brain, so they made it news. And now we're going to get real into the news. Let me turn that down. I still hear my man Gil Scott talking about this winter in America. Now, let's just go with the winter in America. I think Biden told you, get ready for a dark winter. These are the symbolisms that the occult world gives you. Word, you can't pick up on them. It's not nobody's fault but yourself. You never thought about the words people say. You just let them say words. Don't have no idea what the ramification of the words may mean to you. But he told you, now it's winter, and they got all the snowflakes in the White House. Cocaine in the White House, y'all. Now, here's a dude who put laws in during called the Biden bill. I think y'all, I don't know if y'all remember the Biden bill. Probably don't. You know, they've been spraying us to death. We got amnesiacs all over the place. Can't remember what they ate yesterday. So, anyway, Biden said in the Biden bill, he's going to throw everybody in jail for a rock of cocaine. 5 years, mandatory, 5 years. They're finding all kind of Peruvian flake, all Colombian whiplash, all up in the White House. They got all kind of good stuff in there. And they just found out, y'all, just so you don't get fooled, because this is real facts here. This is the talk show that facts matters. Believe me. That's our monarchy. But the White House cocaine was found in a more secure location now than previously thought. Now, all the news media we told you was brought and paid for. Common sense will tell you that by now. All of them, everything they put on Facebook, TikTok, shows you, even in that stupidity of information, showed you that every news anchor station in every state says the same script. They say the same thing in every state except local here and there. But the national news is the same. Global warming, well, all these heat, all the hot weather we got in Florida, oh, we hot in Florida, y'all. I mean, it's hot. It's butt naked hot. Butt naked hot up in here. So I can tell you. They all the beach half butt naked. I can tell you that for sure. Nonetheless, all I'm saying is every show down there, see, global warming. We got Sahara dust. New York got, and all y'all got the so-called forest fires. They forest fires, all right. I mean, I believe they're on fire, but I don't know what's in the forest fires, per se. All we know is there's a lot of things in everything, but the coke shit is really unbelievable. That's what I say myself. Man, what a people could be so deceived, man. So for all that's going on, they knew this one would keep you distracted to the point like, how do you got coke in the White House in a secure location now? Ain't no earth. See how they lie? Chick come on, Haitian mommy come on and say she going to tell you the family's gone. So what if the family's gone? What that mean? Coke can't be there because the family gone? Really? Now, we all know they do coke. Everybody should know that by now. Just look at the Wolf of Wall Street. I mean, look at everything. Scarface. Look at all Bumpy Johnson, all our gangsters. They all was coke dealers. Guess why? It's the oldest opioid. One of the oldest. There's other stuff, but you know, that we in the Western world affiliates to old is coke. It's even rumors. When you really research and look up the stuff, you think that's the only hot time they had coke in the White House. They say FDR had coke in the White House in liquid form. Because, see, over them days, coke was sold over the counter. Coke was sold right out of the goddamn drugstore. Some people believe, can't be proven yet. I don't have the proof. I just say speculation that Coca-Cola had some ingredients of the coke oil base to keep you drinking it. Now, you know, y'all think about that. But I could just put it this to you this way. Got to be something going on that they want to put coke at this time. It really is. So we're going to explore that. That's going to be one. And then there's other rumors now that how do we know Kamala Harris seems to be on some heavy-duty coke. Her speech and coherency of talking is totally unbelievable. So you know they're getting the best stuff. They ain't getting the fentanyl like suburban white folks getting in different parts of the hood that they want to knock off is getting. But the real shit, man, please. Them people ain't getting what the streets get. They getting some real what my funk uncut type shit. Okay, so we know they got the best. Now, it's in the White House, y'all. Now, what you think could be going on to distract you so much that you are not thinking, wow, here it is. My kids was going to jail for years on grams, half a gram. And all of a sudden, black, I'm getting on Black America first. Hey, no other people could be this retarded. None. To be this genius, to be, it's almost the falling of the angels on y'all. The angels have fallen for a people to be this low in comprehension and everything. Even the elites of our people are not even thinking. That's come out your own Bible. I can tell you that right now. I'm not making this up. I'm just giving you verbatim. That's what they call it, verbatim of what, you know, you probably going to read later on in church. But this gangster ghetto style for y'all. Now, all I can tell you is, if you think about this for a minute, just think. It ain't illegal yet. Just think for a minute. How they got through the CIA? So I'm thinking myself, what they plan? I'm watching all this shit. I think they might not. They might. See, Kamala Harris might be the president next. Now, she compromised, obviously. Come on. Y'all got to see this. The chick compromised. I know. You've been told a lot of bull. But come on, man. You got to see she compromised. There's no other way to put it. She can't say much. So if this dude passes out, or say they blame him. There's two scenarios they can do here. You know, because they ain't going to put it on Biden right now. They can't do that. No. So there got to be a fall guy, woman, whatever they want to call themselves. But, you know, the thing with this is, I just want Black America to remember, he put that bill in to put you in jail for a rock of coke, a rock of crack, and he was going to jail under the Biden bill. Y'all forgot that. I know you did. But next one. While this is going on, we're going to go to the east. The Dutch government. The reason why I said the Dutch government, because y'all don't look at no other. See, we in the new world already. I got to look at the world now to see how I'm going to be living soon. See, you just looking at America, woo-hoo, might be falling out real soon. The rest of the world is on some crazy shit, y'all, that you ain't on. Because I'm going to look at Black America because they, you know, Black America claims this was their land, this their land. I see some, he really likes downtown. And I told them 1776 was the birthday of the Illuminati. They was all stunned. They said, yeah. I said, yeah, look it up. I ain't making this up. They didn't even know the Illuminati birthday was 1776. And these are the Hebrew Israelites, but not the ones we officiatedly know. But this new kind, the Kung Fu looking kind, got the hell, you know, it looked like they ready to do some Kung Fu with me. That's the way it looked. So I goes and looks up some Dutch government collapse over immigration. Y'all better go look this up. The Dutch government hold a lot of bonds, a lot of Dutch oil, shale. Dutch, just look up the Dutch trading with the, you know, not, don't look at the country. Look at their trading affiliations. Even to this day, they with the Pirates of the Caribbean. You better look it up. That's what y'all don't get, but we're going to get to that in a minute. They collapsed through immigration. It says a tenuous ruling coalition failed to agree on how to handle asylum seekers and refugees. The Dutch government collapses over migration. Ain't that something, y'all? No news on our news, because you ain't going to get this news. Collapsing. They letting everybody in. It's like the whores. And then y'all see the Mongols and stuff, you know. Kublai Khan and was brought whores. They called them whores. I mean, they just wiped out. Sound like a Bible story, but they just wiped out a whole population through immigration. So think about that one. Next time you read the book of Leviticus, where they go into the land, then it goes and says, "Here's another one. I'm pretty sure no one's seen this one either. Genocide for profit. This is what I love about this state here, passport state. It says, genocide for profit. An audit shows New York paid up to $14,000 for injecting one COVID-19 vaccine. Paid to who? That's what you bet. To who? I said it for you. To who? The World Health Organization. I forgot. $14,000 for the first shot was paid in an audit, a damning audit. It's a damning. So that's why you ain't getting no airplay on this. You're getting other stupidity. Now you're going to see the subway strangler dude. That's all. It's kind of strange. He military, nice looking white dude. You know, now all of a sudden, he do what most people would be glad to do if somebody was going on that. Second one I'm going to go in on, I can't believe black folks, man. Black folks on watch two transgender individuals go berserk. One in New York, he was transgender. He wore dresses, everything. The picture you see is old. Look at the news stuff. That's what they do. See, the media know you can't think. The media is the most... It's an acronym for media. I can't think of it right now, but it's something. It'll come to me in a minute. I said, wow. Then this one goes in a shoot up Philly. They got the real picture. I put it out there, the real picture. And so he dressed as a woman too in Philly. Now, I mean, we got to ask some questions here. We did it. We played it for you last week in the minds of men. What these people thinking? You know, where they finding these people? That's what you better worry about, everybody. Where they finding these people? Skip that one. I'm going to go now to this next one. All y'all eating candy. I ain't talking about Coke. I'm talking about Mars Chocolate. Mars Chocolate Bar, one of the richest companies in America. All you got to do is watch the History Channel, The Food That Made America. Excellent. You see why you eat ketchup. You see why you eat breakfast. You'll see why you do what you do, thinking that you're doing something that you, it's all been programmed. Go ahead, look it up. But Mars, they're profiting from Ukraine, and somehow they was able to send $25 million to the Ukraine. I said, wow, they never gave that much money to any hood for all the diabetes they got from eating Mars candy bars with almonds. At least the almonds was good, but check that one out. Ain't going to hear that one on the news either. Then you ain't going to never hear this because I can't understand. I'm on black folks right now, but I know whites is going to fight back because they on that evangelical trip. They going to fight. Black folks, we wonder what's going to do with y'all. Y'all, since y'all claim y'all going to do some things, I'm waiting because, you want one person to go out and then you get that person killed, then y'all, we going to see what y'all do on the calamity. That's the only thing we going to wait on is calamity. Ain't nothing else we can wait on. But here's another one. The teachers union called for, this is the teachers union in New York too. I mean, New York got to be going berserk. Here they are paying $14,000 for an injection. Cuomo killed the whole nursing facility. Whole nursing facility go. You got to laugh because he going to kill a whole nursing facility. Don't get in trouble for that. Get in trouble for some pussy. So you know pussy is the ancient game. It's the game of the ancients from which thou cometh. Ooh, man, that's going to get hot. I'm going to throw it out here today. That's why when I shut up, I'm going to give it all y'all open mic. I'm shutting the hell up after this dialogue. Now, next one. After the teachers union do this, look what they're doing. They're going to scrap the girls' and boys' school uniforms and school lessons for trans inclusion. Largest teachers union issued a controversial advice for schools, including ending the term boys and girls seating. Okay. Pretty soon I told you this, but I can't name that dude, but he was on our show long ago. He was fighting against homeschooling, claiming he going to get a school. We told you homeschooling, virtual schooling was going to be number one. Bingo. Cash money, baby. Now, how'd that sound when your kids going to school? I want to see how y'all parents and grandparents watching your kids go to these schools. Let me see how y'all going to act when they come home with some crazy shit for your ass. That's going to be fun to watch. Can't wait. Now, second one, ain't watching this one for sure. Zuckerberg, who all y'all on Facebook, that's another thing about black folks.
always talk about the white man is, or the white man, this motherfucker, doing this, and you on Facebook. Man, shut the fuck up. You on Facebook. Get the hell out of here. I don't even want to hear y'all no more talking about you on Facebook. Okay. Now, let's go with it. Got no choice. I just got to be real with the fact. Don't talk about the shit when you under the control of the two other people. White man is, stop it. Don't tell me about what the white man, if you on Facebook daily, telling everything you know, and then you worried about the white man. Okay. To another white, giving it to a white man. Now, this is what this white man said. Mark Zuckerberg, Facebook, privately, told his executives to be cautious about the mRNA vaccine because we just don't know the long-term side effects of basically modifying people's DNA and RNA. Just come out, my man, Mama, you on Facebook, and he told you in a commission in the House that the election was rigged through Facebook. And y'all still happy. That's why you know I got to play some tapes for y'all so you can see the end results of stupidity. How can that be? He on Facebook in a meeting said, you know, yes, they called us up, said anybody who likes Trump, shut them down. And y'all was cool with that. Now you're going to reap the benefits of being so cool with that. Okay, we're going to keep that one rolling. Let's go to the next one. I know you ain't heard either. Breaking news. Russia confirms BRICS to launch gold-backed currency, according to the state-run Russian TV. Now, while you watching this fake-ass so-called, we're going to give all the money to it's almost laughable. The Croatia, the Ukrainians, all these countries with Ukraine in it, they had the nerve to say, we got to get them cluster bombs now. They need all these weapons to fight Russia, who having a meeting. Why aren't they talking about the meeting rather than this cluster bomb? The meeting is going to be, and let me just confirm it to you for those of you think, y'all, I know everybody's where they rich in America. You know, they got to all believe in a lot of things here. But let's go with what it says. This is not me talking. This is facts. BRICS launched gold-backed currency. Russia TV. The Russian government has confirmed Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa, known as the BRICS nations, include a trading currency backed by gold. The official announcement is expected to be in the upcoming BRICS summit in South Africa. That's big. South Africa. On August. This August on Thursday. That's all I said. Now, France is with them now, everybody. France is going to join this meeting. Whether as a trader or Judas, I don't know. But he's going to sit there and they're going to discuss. Now, you know our money is not backed by gold. Right there should be a wake-up call. If you are hearing arch nemesis in India, China, South Africa, I mean, all y'all talk about Africa, South Africa with it. I'm trying to figure this out. I'm going to the next one. Y'all want to hit on these things? Then, for all you who believe in these fictitious, made-up scenarios, this one is even crazier. The director, Rochelle Walensky, sound like just like Ukraine. I mean, sounds just like Ukraine. Michelle, why don't you go look her name up? Walensky has endorsed an advisory committee recommendation regarding the new, now look what they're going to say, the new RSV vaccine developed by GSK and Pfizer. Now here we go back to the same groups that is charging $14,000 a shot in New York after this audit that's never going to be mentioned by Ann Adams. Sure ain't. I said, man, this is crazy. It's crazy. It says, here's what it gets crazier, y'all. I'm going to see how y'all going to act toward this. The first of their kind proposed for use in the United States. The first of its kind. For you, just for the United States only. I got to be crazy. Now, y'all do what y'all want to do. The shots are scheduled. Listen to what it says. The shots are scheduled to be available in the fall. September. No news coverage. Ain't no warning. But you're getting it on the Helios Biblios Hour, the book of the sun. I got one more
and we're going to put it fire on this. After I seen that one, I said, man, this is crazy. But this even gets worse. Now the Democrats might going to start fighting now. They mad over this that cluster bomb. Get ready. And I was watching so many videos before I go to this one here. Just going to set the show off. I was like, man, I was happy to see somebody sent me some Alex Jones stuff. I looked at him here, what he was about to say. But I seen Ike on this recent. I said, Ike on there? What Ike up to? I ain't heard from his ass in a minute. He got something called a Great Awakening. Now, he's saying, which all you been saying on this program, that we're seeing worldwide, this is what he says, that we're seeing worldwide is forcing the demonic realm to lash out and invade the physical world through different manifestations. He ain't read the book of Enoch, Ezekiel, and all that. I don't know, but it sounds just like that. We're going to get into that at the end of all this heat. But let me tell you something. But man, Tumos and all y'all that are listening, and the thread, they got a thread too. I forgot Elon Musk got a thread. Thank y'all for shooting me at that, brother. That's my brother up there, mid Florida. You know what we're talking about. Lake Wells, baby. And let me just say this. I told y'all it shows back past. I'm so glad everybody, we on the same mind. Everything fake. Didn't we tell you, how many of y'all been listening for the longest been listening, said we just shows telling y'all that they're going to be doing all this fake. You won't know who's who. You won't know. And so because you don't know who's who, you are already in a fake virtual reality right now. You're already in a fake reality. You don't know who's who. And just so you know that the politic game is, of course, we did a show called Wag the Dog. We did shows showing you back in the day that they could deep fake, how they can make somebody. And they even told you back then that they was going to be able to manipulate. We at that period already. They can manipulate the news. Ain't that something? And music. Everything. You won't know what's real. So that will make you know that you're in the matrix. If you don't know what's real, and that goes for everybody. I told everybody in my mind, yep, brainwashed 101, baby. It's going to take a lot to wake up. A lot. But this one here, Miami, is launching ground for AI, obviously. The so-called war with Trump and DeSantis. And I'll be playing little clips through all y'all information that y'all be talking to, just to get everybody else some clarity, that validation for everybody out there. It's just everybody listening. Y'all been on this type of information, y'all better be knowing that, hey, it take a lot of mind power and energy through the energy field to be able to see through all this. And Miami Mayor Suarez, who daddy was a mayor here, they know they can't talk. Pretty soon, Kamala Harris will be doing this. She's already doing it. They can't talk. So they'll be doing what they call, y'all did the shows, y'all been on many shows like this. It's so real, it's in your face. This is the future of AI. You won't know what's real, or what they say, is it Memorex? Memorex. Memorex.
Hi, I'm AI Francis Suarez.
This looks and sounds like Miami Mayor Francis Suarez.
You've probably heard that my namesake, conservative Miami Mayor Francis Suarez, is running for president.
But the AI-generated version is on the digital campaign trail.
I'm here to answer questions you may have about Mayor Suarez's proven agenda for economic prosperity, cutting spending, and supporting our police. So how can I help?
The AI Republican candidate for president launched by the super PAC SOS America, not Suarez's campaign, is answering questions about his record and stance on political issues.
We created AI Francis Suarez to increase his name recognition, but also as a tool to communicate with voters.
So we tried it out. What is your stance on abortion?
Conservative Mayor Francis Suarez's parents actually met at a pro-life rally. A family man with two children of his own, Mayor Suarez is proudly pro-life.
It even takes a shot at a rival candidate, producing an AI version of Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. Is Ron DeSantis a good candidate?
I'm AI Ron DeSantis. I want to talk about the single greatest threat to American families today, Mickey Mouse. Yes, Mickey Mouse. Run for your lives.
The answers are pre-recorded, the technology deciphering which response is the best fit. So we asked about the Uyghurs, an ethnic minority group in China, which Suarez appeared to not recognize during a real interview with Hugh Hewitt last month.
What's a Uyghur?
Suarez later issuing a statement to NBC News saying in part, he knows of the Uyghur suffering, but he didn't recognize the pronunciation of the word. But here is how AI Suarez responded.
What do you think about the Uyghurs?
Conservative Mayor Francis Suarez recognizes China as one of America's greatest threats. Unlike Joe Biden, Mayor Suarez will stand up to China and put America first.
We will be expanding the number of questions and the different issues and the different prompts as we are we're monitoring what questions voters are asking.
Suarez is not the only candidate making an artificial appearance.
We can now call the 2024 presidential race for Joe Biden.
In April, the Republican National Committee used a computer-generated image and video in an ad attacking President Joe Biden and VP Kamala Harris. Tom Newhouse, the vice president of marketing firm Convergence Media, telling us he's seeing campaigns pushing boundaries with the technology.
You've got to reach more voters and talk to more voters than your opponent. And that's where AI can really come into play here, where it can make tools much more efficient across the board. It can make fundraising programs much more successful.
But some tech leaders warning AI will inevitably be used to cut down campaign rivals.
In 2024, we're going to have an election. Yeah. And every side, every grassroots group, and every politician will use generative AI to do harm to their opponents. And it will involve spreading misinformation.
It's not just general misinformation. Deepfake technology making it easier than ever to literally put words in people's mouths, including this fake speech that used the likeness of President Biden.
I have received guidance from General Milley, Chairman of the Joint Chiefs, that the recommended way forward will be to invoke the Selective Service Act.
And with AI technology becoming more widely accessible, lawmakers are grappling with how to control it as the 2024 presidential race heats up.
There doesn't seem to be any political movement or any bipartisan agreement to solve this problem. So in our country, unless you have bipartisan agreement, nothing happens. Therefore, 2024 will be full of false information that anyone can generate.
All right, with that, I'm going to leave that right there. Full of falsehoods. Now, if that ain't in your special books, Miami, we don't know what they're about to pull. This supposed to be a crypto city as well? I don't think so. And if it is, something deeply wrong, so we might not even be watching our own politicians. All right, let's open up the mics. These are y'all politicians. These are the areas you in. I don't care if you don't vote for them now. See, it's called politics. You might not cling on to it. Doesn't mean it still ain't going to get you or have an effect on you. See, once the ticks get a manifestation, they everywhere. Them ticks be all over. You ever had any ticks in y'all legs one day? Y'all better check. Those of you in that mountain areas and go to camping, they call it chiggers. They get in your legs, oh my goodness, you're going to have to, it's pretty rough. Pretty rough. And that's what's sucking on to you and I. Let's get it on. We about to heat up. This is open mic. Let it happen. There we go. We opened up to my brother. There you go. I got you in there. 8554. Hey, it's on you. Open mic.
It's on me. Well, like you just said, I'm gonna let it happen. You mentioned the term dark winter. Well, I got a little different one for you. How it applies down here in outside the Memphis area. It's been going on for the past few weeks. How about dark summer? What I mean by dark summer, when it rains hard, lightning or not, ain't no internet, ain't no electricity. Ain't no cell phone service. You're not watching no TV. And guess what? What I got to get used to. Ain't no gas stove. It's electric. So going back what I said last week, with what you've been saying, with your experiences with the storms and everything, and
This is why now something else I had been meditating on kicked in. What I keep preaching about, like I said, this applies to my situation, might apply to everybody. Keep some reading materials on hand, books. You don't know what's going to happen. It's been days. I've been sitting up in here. I couldn't even watch the TV. I couldn't get on the internet, but I had my books.
This also goes back
to what we were talking about last week with the infrastructures, with the cables and electricity being above ground and underground. I did a little research. So the infrastructure system here in Memphis is not quite updated. And like I said, you can tell because half the time I've been telling y'all about the cell phone services. It doesn't matter if you have Verizon, AT&T Mobile. You know, a good day when it rains or storms, shit is not going to work. If the fiber cable gets cut, something happens to them, shit is not going to work. What are you going to do? Let me give you an example. I finally was able to go to the grocery store yesterday. The power was out in the grocery stores. They had to throw away all their frozen vegetables and stuff because after the power went out, they couldn't keep anything. But what they did have, they had pretty much the same fresh vegetables. Like I was saying before, you can go here, go out to the different farm stands and stuff and get some fresh foods, but it's just a matter of keeping stuff cold, warm, or whatever. Yeah. And this is one of the areas, one of the cities. I realize now, common sense kicked in, you need to start stacking up on water and canned goods.
Yeah.
And foods that are not, they're not going to perish.
Correct. Correct.
You know, and like I said, it's nothing bad. It's just like I said, this is not Chicago. You know.
Right.
So
now are you saying these are rural? Because I did look that up too. According to these hot grid areas, they're saying that it can put a strain on the grid. Everybody through the so-called heat.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
And
then
that goes into the talk about what the ESG. These pushing these electric vehicles and stuff like that, that shit is not going to work down here. Now, I'm not saying there are people who have Teslas and stuff down here, but how the fuck you going to charge your electric car when there's no power to charge it with?
That's correct. Yeah. Now, that's what I'm saying. This more look like a control thing, but yeah, I'm glad you brought that into fruition. Now, I'm just going to let y'all say, hey, y'all out there, listen up. You see what he's saying. Everybody got a region. I'm going to keep it like that. Y'all in y'all regions. He in region four. It's just unbelievable what's going on in this region here. I mean, it's really unbelievable. The heat.
So,
and also the money. The money. I don't know what's going on, y'all, but it's still having these events. These events are even becoming bigger events, y'all, do with the technology.
Well, here's the thing about the money situation with the gold. Now, I mentioned about a couple months ago, statewide, I'm talking about statewide, Tennessee, the governor enacted a bill where they're going to have all their revenue backed by gold. So that's a sign right there. Something's going to happen. Don't know what, but why would they do that?
That's a sign. Big country. I'm about to say
it's a sign of something.
Of something, right, because ain't no way you're going to all get together and say we're going to make gold-backed currency, and then we know our currency here in the America ain't backed by nothing. So it's going to be interesting.
Right.
I love it. Hey.
And now, let me tell you real quick what happened yesterday, statewide. The Tennessee Attorney General, Jonathan Scrimeti, released a statement Saturday morning, which was yesterday, hours after Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals issued a ruling granting the state of Tennessee's emergency motion for a stay of a June 28 preliminary injunction from a federal district court judge that temporarily prohibit the full implementation of a law acted back in March of 2023. The law prohibit on medical procedures performed on minors related to sexual identity, which was originally scheduled to go into effect July 1st. Now, because of the court date yesterday, it's going to take effect. The law actually kicked in yesterday.
Now,
so continuing on, the case is far from over, but this is a big win. The Court of Appeals lifted the injunction, meaning the law can be fully enforced and recognize that Tennessee is likely to win the constitutional argument in the case, Scrimeti said in a statement released by his office. The law now goes into effect on July 8th, which was yesterday, 1 week after the originality scheduled for July 1st
effective date.
Wow. Wow. And I'm going to tell y'all something, man. I'm glad you brought that up. Those listen, hey, bring y'all in. Y'all talk how you feel. That's some good news. You won't get that, y'all. Luckily, we're able to have the internet here. And again, I told you, every region going to get hit with something. Malaria is now being found. See, I told them, remember last week we talked about the malaria, how they were unleashed months back. They released them into the Keys, a genetic thing. And I'm saying to myself, man, that's ours. That's going to be ours. Now, right now, we're seeing that type of stuff being talked about. Look at the news.
And let me say real quick before you go to the next call, I got to tell you about the bad stuff. Now, this is becoming an issue down here. The youth are out of control. They're spreading out, coming out of Memphis, breaking into people's cars and carjacking. There was a couple here that came up here from Detroit yesterday. They were visiting, looking around because they were getting ready to relocate here. Their car got broken into one of the hotels. They're not moving here now. They're going back where they're coming from. A lot of people are leaving. Or what they're doing, if they're not leaving, the city, they're relocating to other places farther away from Memphis. Now, I talked to somebody from the fire department this morning. He told me something very interesting. One of the hot areas where a lot of people's cars and stuff are getting broken into, there's a mall called Wolf Chase. It's a little bit, maybe 5 to 15 minutes east of here going towards Nashville. The highway that's next to the mall is where all the human trafficking are happening.
Yeah, wow.
Nobody's talking about that. Nobody, I mean, they're talking about it. It's happening, but it's kind of like one of those hidden things not being said.
Yeah. Not being said, yeah. Just keep it. Let's keep it 100 here today because that's what's happening. This human trafficking thing is on everybody's radar. Even if you come here, it's on our billboards. It's on the Metro Rail when they got human trafficking. It's all through Georgia. It's all now. This thing is serious. What you're saying? I'm gonna get to all y'all calls out there. I got your line. I'm gonna open y'all up. 9927. Just jump in with Phil. You want to get on anything right now? Just go
and
right ahead.
And it's not any specific race of children.
No,
here
all
black,
going berserk.
Mexican, all of them. Disappearing.
Yeah, it's everybody. And they're doing it very. Now, here's the thing I want to tell y'all. Y'all out there listening, I mean, think about it, everybody. They're letting people in, and then you're going to defend somebody's borders in another country, and here your border is wide open. That's got to be some common sense going on. Yeah, it's common. Where my man, he said, common sense ain't common. Where Brother EA at, man? All right, go ahead, sister. Go and jump in. I'm going to get y'all in here. I'm going to get some calls. Yeah, come on. Y'all, just on y'all. Y'all the news today. We're hearing from everybody. I'm just going to facilitate. Let me get 229927. You in there? Are you in there? 9927?
Yes, I am in here.
In
let
the
me,
house.
Let,
there
me,
you
let
go.
Me just say, let me just say, I wanted to come out with this song. You can't see it. It's electric. Anyway,
you can't see
listen, my brother, they are definitely testing. You in Tennessee, right? Where you at? What state? Every state is getting tested differently, but sex trafficking is everywhere. The children are out of control everywhere. The same thing that's there is here. They are being used as distractions and also to dispose of each other.
Because
entities on this planet have invaded. They know how to invade. This is we're alive to see this shit.
Disney secret invasion.
A lot of people don't see it. But let me hit you in the head with this. Disney is about to try and fucking put a theme park in Niagara Falls, New York. Guess what we got, y'all? The Underground Railroad. And they fixing that shit up for what? Oh, these dumb motherfuckers gonna take their kids.
hold on, time out.
Think critical.
That's news. That's great news. No one knew that. Disney is going to put a theme park in Niagara Falls.
Yes, and you know motherfuckers ain't signing off on that shit. You already know who's signing off on that. Hocho, because it's money, and plus they're aliens, and plus they want the land, and plus they need the fucking food, and plus they need to entertain themselves, and plus they need stem cells to keep themselves alive and anything else, okay? And these motherfuckers in Buffalo is already set up in Buffalo to snatch children. They've been snatching motherfucking kids here. Been snatching them. But now they got permission. This is like permission to go ahead and snatch your kids up. And these dumb motherfuckers going to be all at the theme park thinking they be, because they got to be entertained. They got to be internally contained. So once they get inside that box and they spend it all the fake money, the contract money, they all going to be fucking entertained, controlled, and kids going to be, you snatched.
Yep.
Like that song. She snatched. He snatched. And they're going to be butt boys and butt girls and trans this and whatever else they want, these monsters want done to these children. Okay, we need to resurrect our brains and critical think, everybody, not the people on the phone, but the people that's out there in the world that's
exactly.
listening. Because if you're not seeing this, internally not seeing this and feeling the energy around this negativity, you're something wrong with you. You're the ones that's fucking crazy. You're caught up in the crazy. That movie, The Crazies, that's y'all motherfuckers. You the zombies. They are the, you're the motherfucking zombies that can't fucking see shit.
Yeah.
All you do is walk around and brain. There it is.
Let's go there.
There it is.
Now, they're getting everybody on to get off. Now, we said this. I sense y'all bringing this deepness into it. It looks like to me, y'all send this information out to me. I look it up. It's like frightening. I say, man, we on some heavy duty information. They seem to want to make everybody want.
They got set up in Buffalo. They
yeah.
got them set up here. They
come from Africa, the Middle East, wherever, India. They all here. No
they
one
all
that.
Here.
So,
and even our own is doing it that's here because they want the money.
They want the money. Now, I'm saying to you, because you just gave out some news that I'm telling you, everybody should be like, what? No news here. You just heard DeSantis say he running them out of Florida, supposedly. So the Mickey Mouse now is in rap.
Mickey Mouse
is in New York, where he was already infamously known to be. Remember, you dirty rats? You dirty rat. Oh, man. This is going to be fun today. Y'all get ready. Now, sister, go ahead. Now, you've been saying some things for a long time in this game.
I mean, when I seen the news, I was like, are you fucking for real? I mean, the first thing that came to my mind was the Underground Railroad. And you think they're not down there fixing that shit up? That's like a classic, okay? Let's make a tour out of it. And if we tour out of it, you know, that's money, and plus that's also food, and that's also whatever else. Shit.
Yeah, you got to look at this. Yeah, I'm glad you're saying it this way, because who would think that they will run there? Now, I'm going to just say this. The tax base for New York State, it's different in each of these. That's why you better look at your taxes, y'all.
Right. Everybody is going through an experimental state right now. We get bombed and all this other stuff over our heads, soft nukes with all these chemicals and stuff to mess with the respiratory. I mean, we got cell phone towers everywhere. They're trying to see if we can adapt to all of this transitioning with the cell phone towers, you know, the mRNA, all that stuff, the mutations. Everybody is going through these experiments. The children out here, if they can kill as many people as, you know, within themselves, then that way it will move production even
more when it comes to stem cells,
creating certain foods for these reptiles that came up out the ground and shit, the sulfur pits the volcanoes and all of that, you know, and then you got the other ones that come across from the other planes. I mean, we got planes everywhere. We don't live on a basketball, y'all. We live on planes. You might say it's round, fine. If you want to say it looks like an eyeball, I don't give a fuck. The shit is not a basketball, whatever you think. The sun and the moon is not basketball.
Let's go with that. Let's go with that. I'm bringing some more calls in.
They're planes.
Let's go with that because remember the gyroscope.
In the primordial waters.
Remember the gyroscope. The gyroscope was this flat little thing that had these circular four things on it. We used to spin it. It made itself look like it was round when you look at it through the centrifugal force. They say it looked like it's round, but it's not. It's really a plane, like you say, because of what's
going on. They're called fidgets today.
Right. Now, let's get somewhere with this because, I mean, y'all rolling. That's good news. Y'all look that up for next program because, wow. That is going to be very interesting that Disney is moving. And because it's being chased out supposedly by Ron DeSantis, according to what we're hearing. This is a very big illusion, y'all. Oh, my goodness. It goes way deep. Jump in. I'm going to fit everybody in this thing. And y'all going to keep it flowing, even if I have to let it go. Y'all keep it going. I'm looking for all kinds of things. Go ahead. Okay.
Greetings, Eric. Greetings, Jibon. Greetings, the panel and my sister, for always coming in and bringing us all that great info.
That's right.
And, I think that we're definitely in a dark, what did Biden say, dark age, dark?
Dark winter. He said dark winter. A man saying dark summer. Y'all rolling today, so get it on. That sound good, yeah. Everybody got to go ahead. Yeah, I'm listening. We about to hear from everybody. Go ahead.
Well, I believe. Oh, I forgot. That is not a good word.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You better look the words up. Yes. Better look them up.
As the brother say, lies and belief.
That's right.
But I feel like we are definitely heading in a direction of the unknown.
Definitely.
I just want to touch on, you know, the Book of Enoch. And I did a little more research because I really believe that the human race is not controlling the destiny of our world. Because human beings have something, you know, I mean, there's a lot of evil people out there, but for the most part, people have conscience and hearts and love in their system, their body. And the reason why the direction is going so bad is because the unthinkable is controlling the world. And I was doing some research, and I don't know if anybody heard about the leaders of the fallen angels being cast down into the darkness. And the place that the fallen angels talk about is Dudael, D-U-D-A-E-L. And I was trying to find out where they're located because we know we got the CERNs. We got CERNs all over the country. I don't think there's any in the United States that I've known of. But I know that when I did a little research, they talked about the location of where these beings are located, and they're located. They're saying that the Dudael is the east of Jerusalem, and so I said, "Well, I'm going to see if Israel, you know, see if they got a CERN. They have a CERN as well. Okay, so therefore,
Israel got a CERN too. Yeah, I can see that. Go ahead."
Yeah, Israel got a CERN, and
that's pretty deep.
So basically, when I was researching, I was like, I was trying to figure out where they're located. And Enoch, this is what it says in the 10th verse of the Book of Enoch. He said, "And further, the Lord said to Raphael, blind Azazel, which is one of the angels, by his hand and his feet, and throw him into the darkness and split open the desert, which in Dudel and throw him there, and throw him in jagged and sharp stones and cover him with darkness and let him stay there forever and cover his face so that he may not see light and so that on the great day of judgment he may be hurled into the fire. And that's, of course, in the Revelations and in Jude. You know, it's in different parts.
It's a different, right. Now, that's why I keep telling people, we got to look at these books because, again, and being that Enoch is of a, for those Afrocentric and thought too, it's in Ethiopia. It's supposed, you know, it's an Ethiopic story, which leads credence to why people would say the first Christians, in my opinion, if you look at the history of Christianity, Ethiopia is one of the first eunuchs sent out. You know, so I'm trying to figure out why that book, the book Enoch, and then why I noticed it's not very much taught in Christian church. If you go to church today, you will very seldom hear a preacher read and teach out that book of Enoch because they feel like, oh, it's even though he said it's another book. And then by them not connecting that book to that Bible is strange to me, too. Like they've been told not to do that. So there got to be a reason behind all that. So there's got to be something hidden there. I agree with y'all. All y'all on the line listeners, let's get there to on the agree. I'm going to guide y'all for a reason, but I'm going to hear some of y'all thoughts here. Y'all have heard these books. Enoch was one of the books that was not really taught when we was in regular Bible school. Was y'all in Bible school and all that on this line? And remember the church? Church never brought Enoch up at all.
And he's mentioned in several parts of the Bible.
Yeah,
as well as Isaiah, Jude, Peter, and Revelations. And what was really striking in the Enoch in the verse 12, it says, when all their sons kill each other and when they see the destruction of their loved ones, blind them there for 70 generations under the hills of the earth until the day of their judgment and their consummation until the judgment which is for all eternity is accomplished. And this is in Jude and Peter. So when I go back and I try to see what is 7 generations? Well, if we look at the generations in the Bible with Enoch days, they lived almost 1,000 years. So if you take 1,000 years for 70, that's 70,000 years on how long these people are going to be under, you know, under the ground.
And that means offspring. Now that's good with that on the sci-fi level because I'm hitting on everybody's trip today. Let me get some more calls because again, we can't displace these stories as well because of the fact that all archaeology now we got to be really careful. We don't know if they're using deep fake to make it seem like that they found something somewhere other than where it should be because how we know that they ain't really digging here. In America, to make us not know what's here, you know, people got to think about that.
How did they get our mind so confused? Because this is where these humans get this information on how to use brainwashing techniques with us. Because you, like you were saying, with the black people, you're living in a black community, you're seeing all these foreigners take over your black community, and yet the blacks there are still hyped on the white people. The white people are the racist. The white people are doing this, and this your own people, own colored black people are running these communities. So the brainwashing technology that they had to get it from a higher
being. Everybody say higher being. I mean, I'm going with y'all today. I agree with the fact that y'all right on the fact that hey, how can it not be something higher if people out there are telling me now, I'm gonna bring some more calls in on this one because I don't want to go too far into that because I got some other stuff I want to hit before I get deep into that extraterrestrial realm that's out there. Because if you just heard these people say that they don't want the I just told you what Zuckerberg all said. Basically, y'all hitting on everything we said so far. Zuckerberg said that it's altering the DNA in the NRA. That's what he said. If he telling his own crew this, that should be a wake up call to us right there. That wait a minute,
he got a heart.
A heart for the people around him, not us on the line. Shit,
exactly.
Yeah, whoever told this
for his
story.
For his people.
Yeah, let's be honest. He told the group. I don't know how it got out, but it seems to be credible source of what's going on with this. Now, I got y'all out there. Let me get some more calls. I got to play this for y'all because this is what I keep telling people. If they get what they said they wanted, they said they want a woman in the time of trouble. It'd be all this, the widow son, all these allegoric stories. I'm telling you, if Biden them get in peace or something happened, the big question is Kamala Harris would be the dog on president. Now, you see her husband. No one looks at her husband at all. It's like, God damn, do anybody see who she connected to? She claiming she India. No, she claiming she just Black America. She got people thinking she Black America. She is India and Jamaican. Come from both a socialist background through her mama and a plantation background through her father, who even admitted to having plantation slavery.
Hey, her husband was in my old neighborhood about 2 or 3 years ago in Inglewood, all Black, yeah, where Derrick Rose and Chief Keef was from, pushing vaccines at a barbershop. Her husband. Yeah. Nobody talked about that.
He run around. And then you see what Disney did? Disney laid off everybody. 7,000. Jalen Rose gone.
ESPN,
I told you Stephen A was tricky. I said, y'all believe these people? Now, Stephen A was pushing for y'all to get that vaccine. He was going off on them celebrities and everybody, vaccine. And all of a sudden, he's staying. Trying. Now, ain't that Miley's husband? That's Miley's husband that just got X. I throw dirt on shit, too.
He was married to Jalen Rose.
All of a sudden, you know, there's some deep stuff going on. 7,000 people got to go, y'all. I'm telling y'all, y'all better look at the economic
cost. Oh, and that other chick, Malika Andrews, kept her job, too, by the way.
Yeah, because she was suing. No, not what's the one?
No, that was Sage Steele.
Sage Steele suing. They sued their ass for talking some shit again. Yep. I like her. She's strong. Her name's Steele. She said, oh, I can't have freedom of speech. Y'all better learn the law. There's some stuff going on, but this is the reason why I say, well, you in sci-fi land. Y'all seen every movie. All my sisters on here, y'all seen every movie. When the alien, all the alien people got to come out of what? She an incubus. She is all, that's why they show you the alien movie with Sigourney Weaver. She can reproduce herself. And I said to myself, man, you know, that's deep that they scare a woman. America has not had a woman president. And here is facts, only facts, says that we are in the time frame of this to be a Jack Bauer, where a woman becomes president when they find the election is fraud. She takes over the Constitution in chaos. Get ready for real TV.
On October 18, 1989, in West Branch, Iowa, Gerald Ford, the 38th President of the United States, shared history with students from across Iowa. The visit was part of a conference on the role of former presidents in American society, sponsored by the Herbert Hoover Library and Museum and the Gerald Ford Library and Museum. Here's how these students took advantage of a rare learning opportunity.
Thank you very, very much. It's a very high honor and a very great privilege for me to come to West Branch and to participate in this conference, which is being held here at the Hoover facilities.
Mr. Ford, what advice would you give a young lady wanting to become President of the United States?
Well, I hope we do have a young lady at some point become President of the United States. I can tell you how I think it will happen, because it won't happen in the normal course of events. Either the Republican or Democrat political party will nominate a man for president and a woman for vice president, and the woman and man will win. So you'll end up with a president, a male, and a vice president, a female. And in that term of office of the president will die. and the woman will become president under the law or constitution. And once that barrier is broken, from then on, men better be careful, because they'll have a hard, hard time ever even getting a nomination in the future. But that's the way it's going to happen, and I think it'll probably come sometime in the next 4 or 8 years.
This 4 or 8 years don't mean that. 4 or 8 years could be 80 years, 40 years. He just laid out some numbers. But y'all listen to what he said. He said the president will got to die. He raised, go ahead, 6661. We're bringing some more callers. I'm telling y'all, y'all better pay attention. Facts matters.
Hey, can you hear me, bro?
I hear you loud and clear. Just, it's on.
Oh, man. Great Don, and great Don to the whole panel, those who are listening. But a boy, ignorance is truly bliss, and civics is very important. And we under the gun right now, bro. And just sitting back with my popcorn. I saw the interview with Suarez. The reporter asked him about the Uyghurs. He didn't know who it was. And also asked him about, didn't he vote for, he voted for Hillary. He voted Democratic before. And
right.
He got muffled like, oh, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, he tried to blow it off.
Right.
But he's a chameleon. He's an opportunist. But one thing that I could say, he is pushing the crypto agenda, because Miami is at, or South Florida is actually the beacon for South America. See, because
they also need
to bring the Americas into the fold. And even going back to Jose Marti, when he spoke about this shining city of ours, see, Jose Marti was a well-known Mason. And when he talked about the shining hill on the whatever, just think about the pyramid or the apex at the top of a pyramid with the all-seeing eyes shining out coming from the southeast.
Right.
And see, when we look at the true history of the Americas and what they're doing with, because Brazil and South America just made a deal with the Chinese to get rid of the petrodollar or the fiat.
Oh,
and
yeah.
See, when I look at it, it's coming. And how long? I was at a millionaire's house not too long ago, maybe like last weekend or so. And he's from Ohio, cool brother. And he said, well, they're not gonna let the dollar crash just yet. He said, but give or take 5 years, and it's a done. He said right now what they're really doing is consolidating a little bit of gold, a little bit of crypto, and they're spreading their money out, even though it's not gonna crash right as just yet. But he said that they're consolidating to where we're gonna be under some type of coin. Bitcoin. And I said, wow, that's the same thing what everybody's been saying on the panel, even the brother that came on a long time ago about letting her come out of her. They're going to come out of her, but until it's complete, they're not going to break it down and say, well, we're going to crash now, and then it's just pure chaos. And then when you look at the housing market, and that's when I thought about the brother last week, that you had on the Law Brother, and then I look at how they're building all the houses, and they're building them like compounds, and like, you know, I thought about Get Out and The Purge at the same time. I said, damn, what are they thinking? You know, so it's all coming into full circle.
But they are bringing a chaos, because it's order out of chaos in their mind. Like, I gotta bring some chaos.
Exactly. But when I think about the Masonic perspective, the other 3, 5, 7 perspective of why I say civics is important, because when we look at the historical aspect of the 357 and relating that to like South America and what's coming now and how we talk about economics and this mass migration of flow of people that from Dr. Claude Anderson perspective is the three original nations, which were Cherokee, Kitwa, and Tahlequa, right? And when the migrants came, those West Africans that were migrated in through the Caribbean, because it was also people here too, but then there was that mixture of those Jamaicans, whatever you call it, coming out, those southern carpetbaggers that came out of the Caribs from the Keys, and they migrated all up through the Grove and whatever along the south coast, and they migrated in to along with the three, the Cherokee, Kitwa, the Tahlequa, and then the five, which were the Seneca, the Cuyahoga, the Oneida, and the Mohawk. And then you get the other seven nations, the Cherokee, the Chickasaw, Choctaw, Creek, Seminole, Seneca, Cuyahoga, Onondaga, Oneida, and the Mohawk, right? And when you put all that together, which were the real Confederacy, see, they faked everybody and say, oh, the Confederacy was those, you know, those white northern, you know, southern nations.
Right.
But when we look at the real true Confederacy, the Republic, those were the Confederate nations, are those Indian nations that came together as one, the 357. And really, the Republicans, the real Republicans were those five men of color. And the Republicans were really pushing the Republic, but they use the Hegelian now. They're using that now to flip and see where the mass conspiracy come in is that we, the sheep, they're only watching those. They don't get other information. So they're seeing the lies where they say, oh, your birthright is being taken away from you. Oh, they're coming for your kids, when all they're saying is, hey, we stand on these principles or with this Constitution, and they're recognizing it. No, we're going to give it back to the rights of the state. They don't see it, my brother. They don't see it.
Now, what about the
and they're going to be led to the slaughter.
Now, that's where the problem going to be, because the lamb to slaughter, what your sister said about giving up our children. The children will be they. Remember, the tender is meat is lamb. The tender is meat is lamb, y'all. And so if you give your kids, I'll play this for y'all.
I thought about the brother, the wise brother, all everybody's wise, but I thought about the brothers who say how they wonder how we flipped. And they said the women was the key to the land. Now the land has been turned over after he signed away the deal that when Trump brought the Arabics or the Moors into the fold, he unraveled that piece of cord and he turned it over to the other nation that, and it's radical, it's coming. He turned it over, he undid everything.
Now there's thinking out there. I'm gonna say this because I get everybody's thinking. You know, all my Spanish brothers who be kicking big time too. They send me some. There is some stuff out there, everybody, that claims. I can't substantiate. I'm just gonna say claim that the Constitution is supposed to be turned over in August, based on the fact that some people do say that America is pretty much bankrupt. And they're selling their bonds and everything, and the foreign markets is buying us up. I mean, they're
absolutely. We're sold.
Anytime
you can have Chinese police stations over your sovereign territory, what is that telling you? And they buying up the land at record numbers around sensitive air bases. What is that telling you? Your CEO and Janet Yellen, they went internal. So, yes, master. We give it to you because you own the bonds to the land which the mothers turned over a long time ago, and your birthright has been taken away and it's being sold off at record amounts, and you're under new rulership, baby.
Yeah, but that's the new rulership. Now, let me ask y'all, because this is a transformation that I don't see how many, even for the Caribbean. The Caribbean nations, China is big time in all the Caribbean nations. I mean, all of them. I mean, they're right off right now.
Jamaica owes them $78 billion.
Yeah, come on. We got Guantanamo Bay is right down the street from us, basically. So, I mean, it's a strange concept that's going on here that we got such closeness. Now, I'm going to tell y'all, it don't take a real amount of deception to make you believe that we are in an apocalypse. Because according to some people, that I don't know if y'all forgot, remember, they claim that they will use the alien construct on people. I've seen some stuff that... Did y'all know that Chappie's able to read the hieroglyphics now, and they have all they gotta do is scan it, and they take it to them to go decipher. So they're deciphering this stuff at a fast pace. I want to throw that into the fire, just in case y'all didn't know that. So they already know. Maybe that's why they're going to Niagara Falls. Because remember, that's the land of giants. That's why it's called Giant Stadium, New York Giants. And of course, we got the Iroquois. You got to make Chautauqua. I can go all day, everywhere, Allegheny. I mean, the whole state is named after Native American name. But it still does not displace that what our so-called construct took a long time ago by trading companies. And that's happening today. These trading companies, y'all thought that was gone. That's why I said the Dutch. I named the Dutch. You see what they're doing to immigrants? Dutch is oil. Shell. Even the African countries told you that they are brutal toward, now I'm not saying, but just think about it. They saying, and the United States is making one too, if you don't get their money, you got to have now who a country would do a transgender unless it's occulted? Because remember, it's saying you must accept us as transgender. Well, that to me is code for alien talk. Think about it, y'all. We're going to get y'all to take today. If that's not alien talk, that the policies is based now on transgender, right there tells you the transformation. Now, what if we were learning this shit all wrong in a lot of ways? I'm going to throw some fire on this bad boy. Because think about it. Everybody's been saying, God coming back, he going to change us. We all going to worship in harmony and glory and shit. Damn, that's euphoric, yeah. Well, when you look up the word euphoric, you find out you got to go through a lot of, like, brain transformation to be euphoric. You got to be in a state of always feeling good.
But you're talking about consciousness.
Yeah, always feeling good, though. Always good feeling
right.
Conscious. It's got to be good feeling. Remember, now, this is what they're telling us, the concept of the God is. And even with all this transformation, people will say, oh, but having one world order, isn't that one with God? Because God said he's one and we're all one. I'm telling y'all, but listen, this is called the new
This age. Is why they try to get rid of religion, too. It makes it's all connected.
Yes, all connected. Because the new age movement, and I told you, I did shows on this when I first learned about it, they were called the Lucis Trust. Y'all better look this shit up. I'm not even going to go deep. It's called the Lucis Trust. They seem to be very powerful, and it's like the days of the Dracula movies. I put y'all mind in these Dracula pirate movies. Even though they got a new one now, they're going to bring a new one. They ship them, and I say, oh, look what they're doing with the Dracula this time. They even give you more details, how they brought them over here, their cults over here from some of the East. And, of course, they knew how to talk to the Native Americans, like you say, all who you just named. Because Latin was a harmonic language. And they were able to come in Latin. That's why they don't teach Latin. Not the Latin America that we talk about. I'm talking about this language, Latin. And then those tones in the Latin, that's why I say if y'all listen to
it. Tie that in with the law. Why is it in Latin?
It's in law. That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. You got to realize that whatever came over here and had, they felt they had jurisdiction, had to be more... So we're going to get into that. Hold tight. I told y'all, because y'all okay with the brain chip and shit. Y'all saying it's okay. by you today, I do look stuff up. I do look stuff up so we have an intelligent program here from all y'all. Because y'all from Threads, all the stuff y'all said, I'm using y'all program to tell this program. Now, y'all telling me y'all did read it. And y'all did send it. Did y'all say y'all, they see it all kind of two suns? They got two suns being seen in certain countries. I mean, it's all kind of phenomena being seen around the world that you just don't be privileged to because you on hip-hop gossip, man. I looked this up. Our people are consuming more hip-hop than ever in psyche. Now, you got to wonder about that now. Come on. I'm listening to hip-hop culture, claiming that it's a culture. Yeah, it's music. It's a culture. But it does not.
But look at the real world. The real world culture is cult.
Cult, right. They don't rejuvenate no neighborhood at all. It ain't like, oh, hip-hop culture, we got a whole row of tourism in our hood that looks good and genuine and have honesty. We can party without no killing. We ain't got that. Now, maybe if you got it on this line, call me. I'm going to open the line. Anybody got that? Well, you could go in our neighborhood and see the shit you see in other neighborhoods look spectacular, except Georgia, except Atlanta.
Hmm.
And that's by strange design. Think about it. I mean,
because Georgia was a Republican. Georgia was mainly a Republican ran. The city, just the city of Atlanta, has had black mayors. But outside of that, it's been pretty much a Republican ran city. And that's the reason why it was a clean city. Their ghettos were clean. They don't have a lot of garbage in them. You know, I was amazed when I came down here. And that just shows you guys that we got to do better with trying to unite our people together because one dry bones is not so bad. Because one is one. It's not like one plus one is two, whereas you got two personalities, two perspectives. You got two. When you have two, it becomes a division. So when you have one, and when a relationship is tied into one,
and
everybody want that one, right? Because of the fact they they're copying from the greatness. Whoever created the planet and the people, and the resources. To be able to live here, because if we use the resources, we would probably never die. Because it's not strange that so what the people are who are
you're
controlling now, they want the one order, the one
God,
because they're copying. They're copying.
No,
they're copying.
Hold on, let people answer what you're saying. I don't want y'all. I got lines open for y'all. I got even 916 when I got you open. It says you in the queue. When it says in the queue, I mean I got you ready. I'll just say if that's true, what you just said, and it sounds good to me. I mean, this sounds good. I mean, but think about it. If everybody say they want to be one, think about what you're saying. That means you want male and female to be amalgamated into one.
Let's keep nature the way it is. We don't want to disturb nature.
Then you can't have one. It's two. It's two people.
When I'm speaking of one, we're all loving the same way, we're one as far as the community.
Hold on, can you listen for a minute? Just listen to the show. I said that if you give this concept of one, then I could take it to the tenth atmosphere because you say this what you see. You stop where you got the one. You say one. Now, your one guy has his own definition. You saying that, oh, you mean humble all the way together, blah, blah, blah. Well, what about a person who's on the 10th, 8th level of craziness and says, you know, I can have everybody be one. I can have everybody on one.
That's who's
quarter.
Running the country. That's who's running
but,
the world
but
right
you
now.
Just, but you just, hold on, you just said, I can make the argument, you just said that's good. So if it's good, then it's evil. So
okay.
It's good evil at the same time.
Okay, well, if you let me define what my definition of one and their definition of one, because everyone have a perception
has.
Of how they want it. That's where the problem is right now.
I'm asking y'all out there, just, y'all listening, I want y'all perspective as well. I'm listening. So let me
Robert Kwame says, could you open 7472? That's his line.
Yeah, there you go. I'm saying it's all the same to me, because if you're saying that you want them to be one, And it makes sense.
Okay, it's like this right here. When we're
hold on,
let's say
you listen. I'm let you talk, but I want other people coming. I made your point.
Okay, I just want to make my final point.
You made your point. Your point was that this
no,
was,
I did not. No, I did not. Because
okay,
we, no,
ahead,
I did not.
Ahead,
you let me make my final point.
Yeah,
my final point is this right
clear.
Here. When you have the energy all together and with whatever harmony, let's say for instance you have a household, a business, a church,
okay, make it quicker.
Everybody
make
want
it quicker.
Everybody on united in one. And one concept in nature,
okay,
meaning a man is a man and a woman is a woman.
Okay.
But they're wanting, they want to combine a man and woman so they can be
I
like, I created
I
my different
that.
One.
Put yourself on mute. I just said that. I just said the same thing you just said. I don't know why we got to keep. I just want to get people to get their understanding that we understand what you just said. We didn't say it was wrong or right. We let the people make their own opinions. I said, well, then if I could take it to the next level and say I want everybody to be one, and I'm gonna make sure I'm gonna take the DNA and make everybody hermaphroditic. And
yes.
You telling me so is that a sin to those who can make it happen? That's what you better ask yourself.
That's harmony.
Because it's not nature. It's not nature though.
Time out. I'm gonna have to please. I asked you to please. I didn't need to hear more. I just asked you to listen to other people talk about what you just said. I said, and those of you listening, if that's the case. You already heard what you said. You said everything in harmony, if it's a male and female, this, that, this. And then when I said, well, what if somebody say who got more technology and power, say, well, I'm going to take it to the level you just said, to the 10th power. I'm going to make it happen. I'm going to make people be together, even
right.
in physicality and all. And so you're going to tell me now you all right now, yeah, because this is where we get confused. Now, Brother Kwame, I got you in there. Brother Kwame, jump in when you fit in. I'm asking y'all because we hear all these things that the gate of Atlanta, can a man have a baby?
Can a man have a baby? Is it
no,
nature for man to have a baby?
We didn't say that.
That's what they want.
I don't care what they want.
That.
But hold on. Tell me. We already know that. All I asked you to do was, the point is, you saying that's wicked. I said the people who think that may not think it's wicked. Just because you think it does not mean
of
other
course
people
they
think
it. Yeah.
Okay. So thank
right.
you. That's about yourself.
I agree with that.
Okay, you got to go. I'm trying to hear. Yeah, go ahead. See how you get people.
Grand riding.
Go ahead, brother. We hear you.
Excellent conversation. The sister's got a good point. You know, the thing in which it says, even in the Helios Biblios, the two shall become one. The two becomes
right.
one. Because when the two come together, they make one. There is no transgender trees, no plants that are bisexual. They are one in nature because that is the natural law of our existence.
But there are
we
people
are
in the nature
the
that can make
nature.
Themselves. They can make themselves.
Right.
Man
is attempting to create himself. But
no,
the
not
part
man.
Of it,
oh,
that's
oh,
artificial.
Oh, but you're smart. I want you to ask this question because you remember you did that Geno program, and I've been telling people watch that. Now, I'm saying that what you said in the program, you're saying that if they can make, they got species that can replicate themselves without needing other species. So they could be knowing how to put that together and see how it would go into man. Let's just take that perspective since that's where everybody wants to go with that. So what's the thought pattern on that? Because you brought that to the fruition on that Geno program.
But that's divine intelligence. That was the way the species was able to procreate itself.
Mm-hmm.
See, the thing is that every species has its part on this planet. And so what mm-hmm. we're seeing is that man is trying to artificially create himself as being a god or a being, which is not going to happen. The part that we're doing is that we're being cultivated through the culture, through the music, and through all of this frequency change, because there is a greater change that's happening on this planet through what we call divine order. Divine order says is that this planet is getting ready to go, since we're in a different part of our galaxy, we are getting ready to go through a new evolution. And the part of this evolution is that all things... The trees are not changing. The plants, they try to burn them down. They try to do what they're doing, but it's not going to change the order of nature. And we are a part of the nature because we have a cosmic consciousness that we are receiving. And what they're doing is putting in frequency interference called 5G and C-band, in which they're trying to distort the consciousness that is coming to elevate us out of this Homo sapien to a Homo spiritus. We're evolving into it. We've evolved on this planet from Neanderthal to Homo sapiens. So what we're having now is this change that they're trying to alter by doing what? They're going into the DNA. The part that we have to understand, the part of what is the Wood Wide Web, which is greater than the World Wide Web, because it's on top. The Wood Wide Web is within the planet. The planet vibrates on a Wood Wide Web. So what we're doing is that man is attempting to create an artificial intelligence. And what we're doing is just like if we go back and look at something. You talked about China. Go on PBS. His name is Gavin Mendez, I think. But 1424 is the thing that China came here with one of the world's largest fleets and came and they went back in October of 2023 and the empire had fallen. But China had came here and claimed it. They just come back and reclaimed it 600 years later. So what we're doing is we're seeing how history. And this is why it's important that we understand. Oh,
now that's a deep, that is deep what you did. So China.
I got that.
That's like, whoa. I'm saying, think about that. They come over here, boom, boom, boom. They're getting it again. Then that means we look at the wrong enemy again. So that's a hell of a point
right,
to make.
Because they came, if you tell them they were claiming it,
how many people know what you just said? Oh my goodness! Go ahead.
Yeah, but the name of the person who wrote the book is Gavin Mendez, Menzies, and it's called 1421: The War China Discovered America, because China had came here with that large of a fleet. The biggest fleet besides for what came here in 1311 was when we came here with 2,000 ships into the South Americas.
What about Pacific? Where they came from? I mean, what did they say to the Chinese came from the Pacific, right? They went to the Pacific?
Right, but they came, but whichever side they came on,
that's important. Everybody, let's do something on that. Look that up more and more. We need to know what coast. Yeah, I hear somebody. You next. I need to know what coastline, because they came from the Pacific. Makes a whole new story, don't it? Go ahead, somebody who's there. I heard somebody.
I've been waiting on you. You had me off mute, but y'all were talking. I was trying to get in, but How you doing? This is Bernard. I just wanted to bring up some things y'all were saying. That thing about the AI thing with the that's an amazing thing. But you know what? It's really true about these chatbots and things like that. That's really going on, and people don't understand that they've been talking about the airport last week was doing all that stuff. Talking about all in the lead, they were putting facial recognition in the airports too. They was experimenting too with facial recognition.
Mm-hmm.
But what you're talking about is because C-band was just kicked off on July 1st. C-band is the 6G. They're using the 10G. C-band is the band in which this is why, Derek, when he was talking about everything was shut down because of the storm, is because they're using satellite now. They're not using any fiber optics. They're going satellite. Mm-hmm. This is why when you have those storms, it's distorted. That satellite can't penetrate. And what they did was all of that was their device to automatic
direct
pilot was distorted because of the shifting of the frequency from the satellite to the antennas on the earth. That's what was causing the planes to be brought down and recalibrate it in order for them to use the technology they have on the planes now.
So
this is all by design because what's coming from the cosmic consciousness is what they're wanting to distort.
Well, they've done that, though. I don't know what section you in, but you saying the same thing he was just saying, and y'all just picked up on each other from different areas. So are you seeing that happening too in your area, what you just were speaking about, blackouts over there?
Yes, because the sister was talking about Georgia. Georgia was founded. Yeah, Georgia sits below the 36th latitude, ley line.
Yeah.
36th latitude, ley line is the slave ley line. Everything south of this is considered the captives. And I sit on the latitude. This is why in Florida, where you're at, the 29.6 latitude goes directly to the Pyramid of Giza. All of this is connected. This is the earth grid. This is the wood wide web.
Right. Let's go there, because I'm not going to say this. It's called the Texadexicon. Where the earth got the vibration. I mean, a lot of this is, actually, this is Tesla. Maybe that's why they go on to a Niagara Falls system, where Tesla was doing his research at.
Yeah, because Tesla is here, set up for all this electric,
that's the real
everything,
problem.
The smart
grid.
Buffalo is becoming a
smart
grid.
We're from the grid. We're from the Robert. I've been to the grid. She's been to the grid on school trips.
Yeah.
We take you to the Robert Moses Power Vista, y'all. It's right there off of Niagara Falls. As kids used to go there, they show you this big thing, and the water would go through and propel the whole eastern seaboard.
Right.
We learned this as kids in Buffalo. But hold on. We got that quick.
Dry bones. But see, let me jump in real quick now. But see, another part I didn't mention earlier, I kept saying the infrastructure. Now, on the local level, the power lines and everything is still outside. And if you come, I don't know if you guys ever been to Memphis, but if you drive up and down certain streets or certain neighborhoods, it looked like it did 30, 40 years ago. And someone told me in the barbershop, the interesting thing about those power lines, as long as the power keeps coming out, they literally have to put up brand new poles and run wire. If they put all that stuff underground, that eliminates a lot of jobs, a lot of overtime.
That's right.
And that's a good point.
But Derek, you got a great point, because the point is that we are in what's called the solar maximum. We have to understand this is why they created SOHO, in order to know that the sun, if coronal mass ejection come off the sun, just like it happened up in New York in the early 1989, 1987, somewhere, when they had the blackout for 10 days. The sun will knock the power out.
Yeah.
So what they're doing is they have to put everything underground in order to protect the electrical grid on this Turtle Island. This is what they now know, that they can't stop what's getting ready to happen coming from the sun and from the planets.
They claim now, according to y'all, y'all send this information to me, it's actually stating the same thing my sister was saying. They want to block the sun. They're trying to block the sun and all this other stuff. And obviously, I don't know. I go with nature, which y'all say. I understand that too. And then, you know, we heard from some of the greats, like we got on this line here, Brother Kwame and them. No one can even dispute what you do on stage. I'm just saying that the game plan is nature is the sun is blasting off, because they send me, y'all be sending me this link. I don't know what Sean K. They got a thing where you can look at the sun flares all day long on your phone if you want to, and it shut off a huge one just not too long ago, and according to some, what you're saying those 100% says that it caused a flare that was close to the earth that caused a lot of stuff to go down. Again, that's another danger from the solar system that we would never be able to comprehend at that time frame. I mean, think about it. We're only seeing it because of science.
We just had what happened on the full moon.
That's
the incidents that happened on the full moon.
Right. Well, yeah, the blood moon, that bad boy was gigantic. It was unbelievable. We was out here in Florida. It was unbelievable. And again, we did all the blood. Y'all had the blood. We did the blood moon up there. It's so many blood moons.
And the rituals always happen on the blood moons
and the solstice,
summer solstice.
Yes, come on.
Disney released Secret Invasion June 21st. That's the first day of the summer solstice.
You.
Then the next day you have the NBA draft.
Thank you. I'm telling you, we did the show for y'all, and y'all can read through. We did the Satanic calendar. Y'all remember we did the show. We had every date. every day that they do something else, and they've done it. They've done it. They have actually got coerced us, not y'all on the line, not I'm saying, but humanity as a whole, numbers of energy levels. And you just said earlier, y'all always talking about how it's a movie by Samuel L. Jackson called Cell, everybody. I suggest everybody take a look at that movie. And
yeah,
even though it was psychotic, I'm just saying they do know about what we're talking about, obviously. They know that we work by vibration. So if we would have allowed, you know, I don't get it. It's like strange to me that we can believe that.
But dry bones.
Go ahead.
July 21st, Netflix is going to show Cloning Tyrone. This is what Jamie Foxx, last movie he was doing before he went into that coma from the shot.
yeah, check that out.
The cloning and what they're showing in this movie, because I had a sister that worked on the set. She did wardrobe and makeup. She worked on it. She said they are getting ready to drop it on what they're doing as far as mind control. K Ultra to this highest form is what they're going to show you in this movie.
They cannot have the cells functioning properly without full control.
They're going to show you. You think the Manchurian candidate was
trying to
wait
do.
Till you see? Wait
they
till
want
you
control
see what's coming
a
out.
Healthy cell.
Okay.
And Jamie Foxx lost his mind.
But a healthy cell cannot be controlled.
Okay.
That's why you got all this other shit.
Okay, hold on. I can't hear you good, bro, because y'all too many. Okay, just another brother I brought in. I don't know. I just opened the lines up. I'm going to hear from people. Remember, it's open. It's open mic, but let's be real. Let me hear from him right quick. He just got in there. Go ahead. What you saying, brother, so we can hear you? You said healthy cells.
Hello?
You said healthy
cells.
I'm
sorry. That was me. You turned my mic on before I was ready to speak.
So, go ahead.
I'm listening, and I'm listening out in the world, and everybody is talking about all this, the man-made construct, when our only focus really should be clean air, clean water, clean food, and therefore the cells function properly. Because when you look at as within, so without, that means that the cells within our body we are the cells that are inside of our body for the earth. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If the cells aren't functioning properly, then within our body, that's what we're looking at right now. Within our body, if the cells aren't functioning properly, then we die, right?
Correct.
Right?
Are we using cell phones right now?
Yeah, we're using cell phones.
Okay.
So,
I don't want to interfere with
your cellular makeup.
I agree, but I don't want to get too far off of my point. Yeah, get your point. Yeah, because I was going to give him a shot.
The point that I'm trying to make is that everything else that I hear everybody on the platforms and this is that and the other is really a distraction from what is God, which is air, clean water, and fruits and vegetables, right? Because if we're ingesting that, then we are a healthy cell. So everything else is really a distraction from that, even the fairy tales with religions and in some spirituality. You know what I mean? It's a distraction from the clean water, clean air,
clean food.
Well,
that's where you make that. I agree 100% because obviously all of us, I'm going to just speak for me first and others out there. Most of us on this line probably try to eat the best, drink the best water. We ain't drinking the chemical. We already know they got fluoride in the water. We already know this. We already know the air. Air is a important thing because air is uncontrollable. You don't know who and what could be spraying over us. Remember, chemtrails are over everybody. So I kind of understand the concept. But definitely, you are right. Nature in its purest form, nobody's going to debate that's divine. I wouldn't debate that.
I feel like that's the God that we turned our back on. Because without those things, we're not functioning properly, right?
They
use religion and all those other things to turn us away from nature. Even they went so far as to say giving a damn about nature was paganism.
When we turned our back on that, it
allowed them the opportunity to then come in and rape and destroy it.
Now here we are.
Now,
let me ask you, because America, we all in America right now.
You just described an invasion.
Right. Now, think about it. You're in America. I like what you say because that's what we all know. We all know this to be true.
Yeah, I'm a girl.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
We don't have nobody. We don't have nobody trying to stop the bad food anymore. We don't have nobody trying to stop the bad food. Nobody's trying to stop bad food like the man. The man said pure. Man said everything pure. Our neighborhood is not trying to stop that. We don't care. That's why I say it can only happen if we stay not tense.
The only reason why we don't care is because we have all these other distractions that don't even matter.
Instead of all this other stuff, they'll begin to realize that and care about that. No, but I'm saying,
Could I share with you?
That's the first time the brother been on. I'm going to get it here. I'm assuming it's the first time. It sounds new to me.
I'm a girl. I'm a sister, bro.
I just got a unisexy voice, that's all.
Okay, I don't know. I say whatever, but you're making so much sense, sister. All I said is you're making sense. Now, what do you see from how the women, because remember, you said nature. We come from women. If we come from women, why do you think the women is now, like, okay with men being able to call themselves women now and take their place even in schools? So are we going against nature? If we say that, if this is natural in the scheme of man and woman, how do you present how none of our family members are upset? I don't know none that's upset about they family daughters. What do you think about
that? All right, real quick, and Dry Bone, I'm so sorry. You've been waiting, and I'm going to make this real quick. When it comes to women, right, women, just because a woman cares about how you feel, women care about how people feel, it doesn't necessarily mean that they're okay with what you're doing. They're more concerned about your emotional state. So when we see women supporting certain things, it's not necessarily that she's in agreement. She's just more concerned about how the person feels. So that's the number one misconception I think people need to understand about women and support. It's not so much that she's supporting the action as much as she's supporting the emotional state of the person.
All right, y'all out there listening? I tell you, this is y'all open mic. Now, I got some more.
What she's saying is correct, Dry Bones, and this is why I talk. You hear me always talking about urban areas. That means you are banned from Mother Nature. That's why they built these colonies. These colony plantations called cities in order to take you away from the mother. All the people living in those areas are orphans because you're not connected to your mother, which is the source of your life force and which comes greater than being in a distorted area. And this is why even today they call it nature deficit disorder, because people are now so disconnected from being in nature that they are having mental problems because nature is the source. It was the first community
I agree. I ain't going to dispute that. I'm in nature all the time. Everybody knows who's been around me know we in nature. I tell you, I'm not going to dispute that. Nature's beautiful. I just said that in my mindset, I'm looking at nature. How long can I contain that I see nature being entrenched around me? I got to react soon with others because I'm seeing that nature is being compromised in the Everglades with this renewal building, sustainable development, putting everybody in high in these different areas. It's very disturbing to see. So I'm saying, I understand what you're saying, brother, sister, and brothers out there listening. No one's disputing that. I'm saying that, but as a person who's watching this in tune to nature, how long can I keep watching it? I'm asking my own self. Now, actually, I'm asking my own self. I said, man, I'm getting to a point. It's because how long do groups out there that you're surrounding, y'all better join on with these groups, because if they destroy nature.
The Overground Railroad, what's over us is the Milky Way and all our solar system. What we have to do is what was done in the Underground Railroad, and that we have to create oases because we've been put in deserts. That is absent from the resources we need to sustain us, which is an oasis, is a place where water and plant life, that stands for OASIS, is our ancestor spirit in service. If we come back to nature, this is where our ancestor spirits are, because we got a whole lot of unemployed ancestors because we don't call on them.
I'm asking y'all some questions because that's good. Y'all say all that. I hear it. I love it. I've seen so many documentaries about wealthy to do black people's spirituality. But I'm saying to y'all, that is true. Spirituality is not going to be taken from this equation. No, we cannot. That's a very important equation there. But the spirituality, if it gets corrupted in your own books, states.
In your own home. I mean, how many times we've been talking about this? It's like polarity, you know, good versus evil, right and wrong, you know, because it's going to get to, but we've been talking about, like, what's going on in the different states. Some
right.
states are with the sustainable development, some ain't. And then the
some
ones
ain't.
That's not, they coming after the ones that's not. And it's like, okay, you living in another state. What the fuck you got to do, you in Illinois? What is the governor of Illinois got to do with picking on the governor from Tennessee or Florida? You know, mind your own business up there. And that causes friction, strife, you know. It's the pull of duality's energy.
But the word you use is spiritual. In the word spiritual is the word ritual. This is why they do alignments on the full moon. They do things on the solstice, the equinox. It's because these rituals have an effect on the human.
But
in the areas that they do this,
yes.
we have to come back to doing our rituals.
But go ahead, jump in.
I was just gonna say, just to build on to what was just said about the rituals that they do. The moon controls the water. You know, it's all about understanding how our bodies work, and then understand it's like the Russian doll effect. We are cells within a cell within a cell within a cell for infinity. The same way that as within, we have cells that have cells that have cells for an infinity. So when we understand the human body, we understand the world around us, right? When we're eating properly, we're functioning properly. Because as advanced as all of you guys are, you're not operating at 100% capacity because the air quality is fucked up, the water is fucked up, and the food is fucked up. So when we focus on that, there is no such thing as highest level of spirituality until you get the proper nourishment.
Right.
So
that right there, oh, my goodness. Okay, now, that's back to eat. Remember the books, Back to Eating, Elijah Muhammad, the Eat to Live, all these books out there. I'm not going to disgrace those books. Those books had facts in them. Now, that's when we had blacks who was in the agricultural facility. Remember, y'all, this happened on us. Now, this happened through decades. Since it said 70 years and all this stuff, 70 years, okay, a generation, that's a lot of time. So the time frame that we lost our farming, because I looked this up, I was very hurt. It was hurt. When we lost 2 million acres of land, remember, we were healthier.
But see, the question, how
stronger,
did we lose it? Or did we give it away? Or did we walk away from it?
Hey, that's going to be another debate one day. But just think about the strength level. Just think about how we
ate. I don't think that's of no consequence. I think we just need to figure out how to get it back.
That was
we'll
better food.
Because sidetracked.
We ain't got no more on farm. The sidetracking happened when we allowed the era where the farmers was begging us to help. Begging us. They actually begged Black American, everybody, even the black farmers to this day still, brother Lloyd, Wesley Boyd, cousin them, still fighting the fight. Now, energy means that we put energy behind people if you're going to do it. The one thing about black people, I noticed, spirituality is money too. My brother says civics. Money is energy. Fun. How are you going to have an economy if the white man economy collapse? What we all, give me an example. I give everybody 3 minutes. What kind of economy would come at? Say it all collapsed tomorrow. How soon do you think we'd be able to barter with each other in peace before we could really do something in different areas? Think about it. Y'all just said on this line.
But that's the thing. Barter with what? It's like, and that's a good question, because if the economy collapsed tomorrow, what's going to be the backup?
Ain't that the Bible story? I mean, y'all spiritual. I know many of y'all use the Bible, but it's not my, I won't say that's the only spiritual book I should advise you to listen to. I just said it's the Bible. Ain't that spiritual? If the Bible's warning you, I mean, what I'm supposed to do if you ain't comprehending that?
Mm-hmm.
Check this out, though. Check this out. If we understand, right,
And when we ingest food or whatever, we supply to our organs, and when we're given, when we're eating properly, it's already supplied for the cells. The cells really don't have to do anything. It's us doing the work. So when we just have that understanding that you can, somebody could just take and spit on the ground and up will come something that is needed for that person, because the earth is just connected to us like that.
That's crazy.
Right?
That's crazy.
So,
you know, I know what you're saying, but the people believe that way without farming, though. But you understand what I'm saying. Like, for instance, I don't know the area you're in, but this is what Best Buy say. Whatever grocery store you get, the supply chain gets jacked up from being not natural.
This was the point that I was getting to.
How you think people survive without really knowing how to
how we would survive is that when we're functioning properly, the earth is going to provide for us what we need. We would never have to worry about anything. We could go somewhere where we are, natural things are. When we're functioning properly, those things are just provided. So all we got to do is get out from under the thumb of this oppression and of this horrible food that we eat in, and all those things will be supplied.
Now, you remember that I just said that, for instance, just for y'all listening out there, I said, I don't know what area you're in, but if you're an urbanite, it's going to be rough. If you are in middle part
I live in Alabama.
Yeah, I mean, wherever you're at. You do have farming areas. I have them. I know they exist. So people do have a little more.
At least for now.
Yeah, but that's right. Exactly. At least,
and she's in Alabama.
Understand that. That makes sense. I mean, hey, go ahead.
Your number one goal should be to function properly. Because when you're functioning properly, when your cells in your body are functioning properly, you're now eating. You're providing it with better food because you're functioning properly. So our main goal as the cells that reside in the body of the earth is to function properly, and things will be provided to us naturally.
Sister, I want you to understand. We got you. This is like those of us, this is some of the stuff we heard when we were like in our 20s. It used to be books called Eat to Live. I mean, I got you. We ain't gonna never.
Right, I know I ain't telling you that
I'm saying I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm just saying though, but I get that. You are absolutely right. I'm just giving the scenario of the fact that this is not a utopic scenario. You talking a utopic scenario where if we were in our utopic state, the food would be perfect. We'll be eating right. We'll have all this stuff. We wouldn't let Monsanto's. We wouldn't let the FDA tell us. We wouldn't let. Now I'm gonna tell you. Now I'm gonna show y'all something. Hold on. I'm going to get the buffalo. Listen to me. Buffalo.
Beyond meat.
Right. We're going to get to that. But I'm going to tell you how people go when you say people don't got power. How come the Islamic community? See, I'm going to show y'all. I'm going to show y'all how some of the stuff got to learn the facts. The Islamic people don't have. Am I talking into all you in them northern areas? The Islamic people don't have no problem slaughtering that shit at their house. They want to kill their meat. They got their food out in backyards now in some states. They growing what they want to grow in the front of the house and in the back. Hold on.
Drive bombs.
These people are, they people, ain't they? Let's talk about nature. Now, here's the people come into America. This ain't their nation, right? And they able to come in and make their own land agriculture. You know why? Because they got money base. Within themselves. They got grocery stores. They don't shop at the grocery store you at. They sure don't.
Same thing with the Asians.
But
explain that to me. Explain that to me, Brother Kwame.
Okay,
yeah,
what the sister's saying is she's in Alabama. There's a sister there that has 47 acres. Retired from Tuskegee University.
Okay.
Her 47 acres, she has community gardens. They're building A-frame houses and container homes on that land around the lake, and they're providing self-sustainability right there in Tuskegee, Alabama.
Hey,
there's about five different farmers that's doing.
Just do it. Let's make a trip there. I'd like to see it. I got no problem with that.
When we focus on that instead of all of the other stuff, I'm telling you, that is our, because you asked the question, how would we function with the economy if they, you know, if the economy fell and this, that, and other, we would be just fine because where we are is mineral rich.
Now,
anywhere we are vibrating properly, those things are just going to be there.
While you saying all this, and I know, I don't know if you listened to the show before, but bring all elements to the factual table here. Now, I know everybody's got these, Tariq in California, send me some. We got people in Buffalo doing it. We got people down here doing the same thing. They got all that. Like, all I said was, if they become where y'all allowing it looks good on paper. Yeah, it does. But the government goes under. You think they're going to allow you to have all that? If the government gets taken over by what y'all see, this is the part I'm trying to see if y'all understand it. Your money game, y'all getting wealth from somewhere. You paying your bills through your money. If your money changes, how do we explain that for people? Because people are going to come after where the area you at. The area that you at, you don't think they're going to try
Ford
to come
and
in?
Ford is already doing it. Eminent domain, they taking some black farmers' land because they want to build a plant for electric trucks. Ain't nothing stopping them.
Right, because I'm talking about Brother Wesley. Brother Wesley had his cousin come. He told me go look up his cousin. I go look him up. His cousin was a farmer. The farmer dude went all – I mean, he went to Congress, man. This dude did his diligence. They still to this day – and I'm saying to y'all, what would make them who have big farms, they supplying grocery stores, and they gone. And I'm supposed to get excited. I'm not saying what you're doing is bad. I'm bringing facts to the table. I can't get excited if you can't sustain but a few days of your own self. You might got a 50 a garden big, but you can't sustain no nation. You only can stay
that's why I said we got to create.
That's what comes to be what the white man, preppers. You guys are like modern preppers. You prepping for something that you know that you feel comfortable, that you are doing the things that make you feel good, like you got land, you doing the right things with it. Ain't nobody going to dispute that. Ain't nobody going to say no. That's beautiful. My point is under outside external forces, even if you're able to block out everything, there's still going to be outside external force. That's nature. I'm talking math now. I'm talking geometry. There's always centrifugal force between negative and positive, no matter what you believe. That's a fact. Now, let's get the hot show hot. Y'all made some good points, man. I'm loving it. Now, somebody going to tell me what happens. What happens if your area, just like y'all been explaining to us, what if you can't get out the store because the air quality is so bad you can't get out? You got food in your house? Enough water, enough whatever. That's what I'm talking about.
Food ain't no good if the electricity goes out.
Hold on, we're going to go first. The electricity gone. Now, it ain't all over the country. It's in segments.
Right.
Remember Texas got jacked up, everybody? Y'all forgot Texas? Did y'all forget Texas? See, Texas got
Memphis
bad.
Memphis got jacked up? Man.
No, I'm talking about doing the Christmas time.
But what?
With a phone.
Because
I'm
have to
go in. I'm just telling you,
saying, dry bones.
That's going to happen. I know
what
we like to talk
dry
about
bones
that
survival training.
Survival training.
It has to be.
There you go.
Survival training has to be taught to the people in order to know how to survive when these things are going to happen. They are going to happen. How
y'all
going to survive in it? Is
know,
what
sister.
You
are.
Listen, y'all. That shouldn't even be the concern.
Sister, I already know what you're saying. I already know you're saying, if you're eating great, I love that. If you're doing everything great, but I ask you, can you sustain enough people? If you're able to do this, if we all migrated to where you at today, can you sustain over 500,000 people?
That means you're clandestine.
That means you're a small operation.
No.
You're clandestine. That means you're
This is what I want to add to this conversation. And I love y'all so much. It's wonderful.
That's why we're having fun, but it's just to be loving. Yes.
Now, when we look at how Earth operates, right? How Earth operates is checks and balances, right? It's survival of the fittest. the reason why we have the issues and stuff that we have today is too many bad or abnormal blood cells were able to remain. It's a lot of people that are here right now that ain't supposed to be, because if the earth does a check and a balance, it's a certain amount of people or cells that's supposed to die and a certain amount of cells that's supposed to be born. So at the end of the day, it would be survival of the fittest, and that may be what's happening, a purge of all those cells or demonic entities for people who are religious that are here and ain't supposed to be.
But what,
and
what,
when they created monogamy.
I like what, now you just saying, now since all y'all been listening for a long time, this sister came on for the first time, I'm understanding, do she not sound like she's been on here a long time? Didn't she just say, what if it's a purge? What if it's, hey, we bet you on the right program. It is a purge. Sure is.
But so what we should be worried about that part. We need to worry, because what we end up doing, I was just on a live because I do TikTok. When I was there, they were talking about, well, what about the other people? I'm like, well, what about them? What we end up doing is we worry about the people who don't know, and the people who do know die, and then the cycle starts all over again. Just focus and worry on the people who do know, and fuck the people who don't, because they're not supposed to know.
And don't want to know. That, and I had to learn that the hard way myself. You're right.
Hey, I told you, she just came on. She sounded like she's been with her forever.
Hey, I want y'all to save this number because I got to go right now.
Okay,
but I would love to just be part of these conversations.
Much love to you, my sister.
But remember this number, okay?
Appreciate that. I got you. Appreciate that. Oh, good one.
Yes,
she just said, nobody right now can dispute anything you heard from this sister's mouth, because everything we heard from growing up, she said eat to live. She said have the best food. Already need to be ready. That's good. Your mind got to be ready. We've been saying, she just came on and said the same. And love, that means she connected to the dry bones. I mean, that's what the dry bones is about, connecting people one bone at a time, one every day. But that's all cell, like she said, cell. All y'all
dry bones.
So many things. I love y'all. Go ahead, Brother Carmen.
One point that she said, and it's very important, because this show has been on at 10 o'clock. Every 7 seconds, there's a child coming out of a womb. How do we prepare those ones coming out of the wombs, those new cells that are coming on the planet? What do we prepare them with, and how do we prepare them for what is what we see happening as being here as adults? What do we see to prepare them for their generations?
Man, that's the question 101 for me, myself, and I. For real, because guess what? It is one that we got to pound on. What are we leaving these cells, these biological cells? One thing I want to leave with, that's the left with all y'all. Just give us 2 minutes. We'll be right back. We got to take a break. That's just too hot. Just too hot to forget. Oh, my goodness.
All of you that came out today to spend the afternoon with us, all right? Will you help?
we had to come back to that. All right, y'all. Love will make you. You know that's right. Anyway, let's get back to where we need to be on that. That is, for everybody out there listening, we love you for listening. We love you being on this line. Sister Antoinette, look forward to you. Brother Eddie was on the other night with her. Oh, man, it's a great show. Keep us in touch. Brother Ray, where you been? I ain't heard from you in a minute. Please give us a call. All y'all out there listening, we appreciate you from all over. Because guess what? It's called the Dry Bones Connection. Ain't nothing we can do without nobody. That's for sure. I want to hit on some things that y'all said. Yeah, I just want you to know there's going to be some good people everywhere around you. May not be, at the like you say, who you might think it is going to be, but it could be something that sustain anybody. That's never going to be denounced. But right now, I'd like to know, do y'all believe or do not believe? Which is, you know, that word believe is. Or do y'all think or not think, or do facts matter? Does the community, I'm going to go to these callers because they've been holding for a minute. They just knew. I got 2554 and I got 3873. I'm going to ask a question, what you already heard, but you can say whatever you want afterwards, but I just want to ask a quick question. Do you think we already a global community? Because without borders, you got to be wide open. So we're going to 22, these two new callers, 224-2554, you first, and I'm going to go to 3873. You get ask the question you want, or go and tell me what you what's open mic. What
hey,
you want
hey,
to
that dry bone.
What's
up, buddy? This brother D.
Yeah.
D.
I got you.
Hey,
I got you.
I had just wanted to comment on what the sister was talking about, and just basically what we was talking about. We're seeing the other part of the takeover of the woman. You know what I'm saying? Because see, first they took over the mine, then they took over the land, then they took over her children, then they took over her man, you know what I'm saying? And now we looking at them manipulating the whole other portion of the body, the cells. They only wanting to have children no more. It's like they breaking the woman down, and the only way it's going to get back in order if the woman get back in order, because who's having the children? Can't nobody else have those children. Fuck all that science shit. You know what I'm saying? Natural people having kids, that's what's, you know what I'm saying, not happening. Because you've had all that abortion. You know how many people that would be if just our women alone wouldn't have followed that abortion trail? That's the real trail of tears right there. That's the real trail of tears, because them ain't number babies. So that's what I got to say about that. And that's what we're looking at, the different, all the levels of how they took over. Basically, they took over the world, because how can you own anything unless you go through your mother?
Yeah. And think about that. How come other, well, now just so y'all know, other nations, your mother is the birthright. This nation here, the West, decided to do a difference, and it came out of Brazil. Look it up. I'll have the paperwork for you so you can look at that. That's deep. The mother, she became a total different entity over here. It was quite interesting, the slave mentality here. But let's go with the woman thing, because I kept saying, and y'all been saying it, and women I know been saying, I just never seen where a man could take a child's scholarship. That's an actual woman, biological. Because I went and did the tranny thing, and I'm scared to cut my dick off, because that might be more surgery and more problems. How did the psyche, y'all just said nature, then we under schizophrenia. For us to say this is comprehensible or comprehensive means that we are under, because what y'all just been saying, that we are against nature. Nature, we hate it. This is schizophrenia, where somebody could not be, even women could go on TV, women now, and won't. Now, y'all black folks, which God love you, let Sasanji Harris, the Supreme Court Justice, She could not give a definition of a woman, and that was okay to Black America. Think about that one, y'all. Think about it. She could not. Here's a Supreme Court justice could not give you a definitive definition.
But that goes back to what the sister was saying earlier. People,
right.
You got, and it's not everybody. Segment groups, certain groups of people are distracted with other bullshit.
Right.
That's just right or wrong. That's just what's happening.
But they're so
everybody's all over the place.
But these groups now, that's what I say. Now, she remembers Oregon. Now, the cells that you come out of your mother and father with, these are the cells that you more incubated with. That's why people have more. If you look at homicides, y'all, I love ID channel and all that stuff. Homicides done with people who within a circle of you, mainly. The news got a lot of people believing a lot of stuff. That's true. But your number one homicide is internal people. That means people that you are around on a long basis, little basis, but you're around these people.
Yeah.
So that means.
Especially in the inner city.
Right. The people that, like, your natural habitat. I'm talking about, like, your family members, people that's close.
Of course. Yeah.
These are people that these murders come from, boyfriends, girlfriends, wives. So I said to myself, man, then the cells, like, you're right, I rebel. You said we won, but then when we become one, the cells rebel and fight each other. That's going at, because y'all went high level with that biological stuff. I'm just going to keep it going. If your cells around a person you with, wouldn't they become combative with that cell? Which y'all think? Y'all just
you're talking about the cell phone?
No, it's not just the cell phone, but your body. Okay, you a cell. Basically, when y'all sister was talking earlier, y'all kept saying about what I said, our cells. So she said about our cells seem to want to fight each other. So if we round people, say we as a male and female become one, and then you wonder why they split, because maybe their biological cells together come back.
Or you got to look at what's in your DNA and your family. But,
right.
You know, it's just like, okay, I'm just going to use my brother, for example. All it's four of us, we all think differently. Two of us was good. Two of us wasn't so good. So it's like, and it's like a war.
Right. It's a war. Within your own nucleus. Now, my thing is, you know what they say? They call us the nuclear family. They want to break the nucleus up. That's why they use these words. Y'all doubt it. Now, Geno Project told me that. Brother Kwame, I watched that whole thing. That thing, they even admit, once it gets deep after the final, like the first three, it gets deeper. These people are already talking about messing with Adam. That's the whole purpose, was to use the Geno pool to use what with DNA and chemicals would be able to be used on these populations. Just look it up. As you go, it goes straight to the middle. So I'm saying to y'all, ain't nobody saying we ain't looking it up and y'all wrong. We said, whoa, once you keep going with it and find out why would they want to do that? Like, why would somebody want to go around the world and get all the molecules and shit? Who thinks like that? Man, they wouldn't got that shit and started thinking about war on the body. Sure did. Go look it up, y'all. If I'm making it up. Go look it up.
But it's a war within the war, but see, you just made the point again. It's like, okay, everybody's not down with that program. So some people's going to fight back against it, but then some people ain't. Just like I said earlier, some states are with this program, some states ain't.
The sister said. That's what y'all are saying. I'm just giving y'all your own civil war that is going to be what we had these programs. A civil war. So, like she said, a purge. Now, again, go ahead, y'all in there. I hear y'all.
I just want to say that when you just talking about the cells, I found this looking for nature things to cleanse your body, and what happens is within our cells, we have good cells and bad cells inside of our body, and what's happening is the bad cells are not flushing out of the system to let the good cells take over the body and naturally keep it healthy.
Correct.
Okay?
That's a fact.
So I found some natural herbs. It's just the bad and the good.
It's called immune system.
So,
It means your immune system, to make it easy on everybody, your immune
right,
system
so,
cannot fight
right.
off a cold no more. Your immune system can't
exactly.
fight the cancer. So that goes back to what y'all all been saying with the food. Now, I know y'all like to say this, but we got to, like, carry on with that because we know the food. The question today is how do we get the food back on track? European people have taken their initiative, and they will. They did. They don't have the same food that we sell here in America and these other countries. They banned it. So my question to us there is the battle is not what – it's the battle right here. How long do we let these food companies
the question,
feed us?
The question is that old folks say, be careful what you eat. You're putting other folks' hands in your stomach. That's the part that we have to understand. And the thing that we have to look at, too, is that the indigenous people are looking at decolonizing food as medicine. We should not be eating something that does not grow in its own packaging. That means is that if it doesn't grow in plants that you pick and you do to prepare for it, you shouldn't go in there because if you go in any grocery store and ask them, where is your health food section, they're going to point over in the corner where the organic is. So what is the rest of the food in the packaging inside of that store? It's death. The human
mm-hmm. And organic ain't organic all the time neither.
Sometimes organic is just as bad. But I also want to say this right here about nature, guys. What's going on right now is we have AI against nature, okay? They create demand.
We got to call it what it is, divine intelligence.
Okay, well, that's what it is, and that's what's going on. And because of the fact that if all – and the point I was trying to make earlier about this, if we were all – everybody in this line was on a one accord, and that one accord was a mission of success as far as we eating well, we living well, we loving each other well, we all are in positive, harmonious, making money together, everything is just beautiful, right? That is one. That is the one that I was talking about. Now, when you look at the Democrat Party, they operate in one. That's why they get shit done. Now, with all due respect, whether they act, their stuff is evil or bad, when you look at the Republican Party, it's all broken down. There's no one. So one accord, when you're on one accord, it always works out well because you ain't got nothing negative stepping into the mindset of the goal.
But the one that you're speaking, the Democrat or Republican, truth is in each one of us because that's the only vowel in the word truth. They are who they are. We are who we are. We have to begin because we have been put into this position by Democrats and Republicans, whichever way you want to choose them. The choice of saving ourselves is the inside job. Every 7 years, the human body takes every cell over in it. What are we going to do in the next 7 years in recreating the cell structure of our bodies?
Hey, Dry Bones, I wanted to comment. Everybody, we forget about the other woman that was made along the same time when the other woman supposed to have been made. So that's a war right there. We forget about that war because that's the part where this transhumanism coming from because that's it's got to be from the other. That's where it's got to be coming from, the other woman. You know what I'm saying? And we forget about that part. Nobody really talk about it. We talk about it, but it's more serious than we think.
I'm listening to y'all. This is open mic. I'm giving you
sounds like the real feminine versus the fake feminine.
Right, but what we're saying is we are the ones we've been waiting for. This is why we come on Dry Bones Show every Sunday and give to each other the knowledge and things that we did come into to save ourselves because ain't nobody going to do it but us.
That's it. Ain't nobody. That's why we put that survival. Sister said it earlier, survival of the fittest.
And everybody, and you can't save everybody. Everybody don't, people don't want to be saved. It's like what she said earlier, fuck them.
That's a lot of energy. y'all said yourself, it's a lot of energy. Again, certain what you want to do with the biological thing, certain cells, certain groups of people magnetate. That's in your own Bible story, though, because they claim, he said, who's your family? He didn't name his family. He didn't name his immediate family. It's
right.
People of like mind. It tells you these stories of what we're talking about. I just simplified.
Right. It might not be your mother, brother, sister,
brother.
It could be somebody you
people.
Met, a stranger you met in the barbershop, but y'all think the same. Y'all family.
Yeah, so you never have this concept of what's happening. That's why we do this program, because, again, I couldn't get through the week without this shit. And y'all and all the shows listening out to, I said to myself, man, again, everybody on this line, this is why we do it. You better be glad we're able to emanate through those sound waves right now, because, again, it ain't all controlled yet. If we're able to do this, you better want it to be done longer than what we're talking, because, again, technology is not something we should be scared of. I think technology is a beautiful thing. Technology can do some great things under the guise of doing good, but under the guise of doing evil, under the guise of doing good, it could be devastating. And that's what happened today.
Right.
It could go either way.
Right.
Yeah. I made good and evil.
We did shows on that.
You know, and Bones, when I look at it from Ifa Lukumi system, Ifa and Lukumi is the maybe one of the only nature-centric, not necessarily a religion, but it's a nature-centric African movement that, like, it's all in itself. It's all about getting back to nature. It's all about going within, and you can look at everything medicinal, everything, whatever, is nature-based, is back to us, and it's very few things that only maybe a few know. And the main core of that is good character, knowing oneself. These are one of many a few attributes. And when you look at it internally, I mean, it's getting back into us. And you can't get no better than that. And the war that is coming, like Brother Kwame and other, it's for the soul. It's not for the materialistic thing, because when we all look back at the subliminal story of the Matrix, it's going within. It's knowing yourself, knowing who was the brother. Who was the lifesaver? It wasn't Keanu Reeves. It was Lawrence Fishburne.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, actually,
you understand?
It was the Matrix too. She was the one giving him the secret.
She was the one.
Yeah.
But Lawrence was the. It wasn't Keanu.
Yeah.
It was Lawrence.
Well, let me go with that.
But
go ahead.
Yeah, but what we're saying is live and evil is the same word. It's how you reflect.
Right.
Live and evil is the same
word.
How you
live.
Mm-hmm. No doubt
about
that.
How you perceive your life. And the thing that we got to understand is when they talk about the psyche, which was Freud's word that he changed from soul or spirit, it's because that's why we say mind, body, spirit, because the spirit is what gave the energy to the mind to grow the body. We disconnected from our spirit. That's why I say spiritual is overstanding what the brother said, is that indigenous teaching, they always had rituals that connect you back to your source, which is nature.
My thing with the nature is
absolutely.
In the Kemet part, like we used to have Brother Patel Sheik and all them come on back the other day. I mean, the netter, it means nature. They taught that, like, you know, Ashwa Quaid them.
Yeah, meta-netter.
Mm-hmm. The meta-netter. So we knew it was nature. The thing with nature is, according to what
and
we see.
Meta-netter stands for word of God.
Right. I mean.
Word of God.
Right. So my thing is that, the Maya, all that, the feminine principle and all that. But then when I started looking into this now, this was the part I love. I'm glad we had this hour. But you got to tell yourself, I know we always say, but when I look at these gods, especially what my brother just spoke of, a priest, that we have to give both dualities so people can fight if they are under evil. Because if these gods got duality, and one minute they're the trickster gods. I'm talking about the black gods. I'm talking African gods now. They got dualities. somehow I think our masculine brainwashing only wants to see the masculine. But when you look at the whole force of it, I'm seeing that some of these guys, y'all just seen recently, we did a program, that they was turning the men into women to follow them. I got to ask some questions on this stuff because, again, if we're going to look at the entirety of all this and come to a conclusion on the dry bone, that's what made them say, can these bones live? Because it's so much coming at these bones. How's that working?
They turn him gay.
That's right. Remember that? I gave that tape out. We used to have that DVD. We said, yes, he said they made me gay. I said, what? Now, whether or not, now I'm going to ask y'all some questions today because I told y'all. Y'all say we don't look at it, but y'all believe me, we go way back. Those know me, we go way back with a lot of this. There was tapes where the African rituals that y'all do in these rituals here, yeah, some might be, but they over there eating actual flesh in some of these rituals. And I said to myself, well, I would never know because, again, I go look the stuff up. But I'm saying I hate to be play the fool again, so I go look shit up more now. And I said, well, damn. I said to myself, well, hell, if these people, now, I'm going to tell you something. They was taking the bones of the pygmies and making potions out of them. I ain't making this up. Y'all go look it up. And this was the Zulu people that this dude came from that he showed us. I watched the whole thing. Dr. Ike found them up because, you know, Africa and Britain got a heavy relationship, way more than we got. Way more than we got. They over there making deals with the government. Anyway, I seen it. It was unbelievable, y'all. I'm not making this up. They had a raw version because back in them days, you could do the smut shit and show it all the killing. That's why I still be showing people when they be killing. I said, y'all don't want to see that type of killing, man. That would make you mad. Can you imagine having to chop people's heads off? They doing it right now. Some people send me something about what's going on in Haiti. I got something going on with it. Man, they chopping people's heads off now. I just want y'all to know, you still relatively more free. I'm going to give y'all a psyoptic view now, see if you really is psychotic. You know you're more free than most of the nations on the planet Earth. I mean, do y'all realize that on the line? I got the lines open.
A lot
y'all
of people don't realize that. And it also depends what state you live in, also aka state of mind. Tennessee is more free than Illinois.
The richest slaves this side of the West Sun, and don't even know it.
Hey, let's talk some crazy.
The last one with guns, and don't even know it.
Let's go with that. Let's talk some black stuff. I love it. That's accessible. Big event for us. Big money was in New Orleans. Now,
and what the brother just said about the guns, every state is not a constitutional carry state.
Right. They sure not. And again, I don't know if y'all realize that's good or bad because I have so many people who may be brainwashed by their state psyche that you've been in for all your life. If you've been in your state, it's called state of mind. If you've been in that state, you take on the state of mind in some form of fashion. That's just a fact. So if you are in any state, you take on type of psychological references to the state through brainwashing. Now, you don't even know it.
Is that why Derek left Illinois? Because that ill state made him ill, so he got out of there.
Hey.
Each state has got his own vibration. Kwame, you're right. Different vibration down here was in Illinois.
It could be. People left below. People left there. People leave everywhere they go and go somewhere else. It's about, but you're still going to adapt. If you stay anywhere long enough, you will adapt psychologically to some of the ways of those people. That's just how fast.
Right.
So the thing about people is you're adaptable beings. That's what we got to understand. We're adaptable beings.
Hey, Bones.
We like metamorphosis. We like metamorphosis.
Most definitely. But going back to one of the many concepts within the Ifa, Lukumi, or whatever African Ishese traditions, they believe that, and Ishese is the same as Ifa. They believe that the Africans believe that when one is about to ascend, whether it's in the womb or whatever, that portal that many of us, even the sisters, talk about when we come through the womb, we come through that portal.
Right.
You choose, every person chooses their own crown, their own head. And depending on
how in touch they are to their own head at this point. You know, people say, oh, why is this happening? Why is that happening? But like the brother said, when you have lost contact with your ancestral, because they are the most unemployed, like he said, ancestors, and they're just waiting for us to call them. But a lot of them, they've been spooked off that thing where they see in the Tyler Perry movies and oh, that's the evil, that's the devil. Knowing that it's when within each of us, that you need to call out. But they are some of the most unemployed. The ancestors are just waiting for you to give you that energy, which it's up to you to tap into.
I'm going to say just go with that because, again, no one's going to dispute that. But you got duality in the stuff that we talk about. Okay, you can take a good, like you say, you can take a bad, because everybody is in a different crafts and arts. You got the people who are building black arts and white arts and everything else. So if they do that, that's fine.
Absolutely.
But the thing about the gods is the ancient ones, these rituals, again, they done just like Brother Kwame said, doing the moon festivals.
It's good and bad.
I agree on all that. The people, right, if your body takes it in the way it is, so basically it's freedom of choice. Do we choose good or evil?
The good and bad. There's no such thing as the devil. What they say, red pill and blue pill. That's metaphorically speaking.
You do good, exactly.
You do good, you get good results. You do bad,
AFC,
those are the
NFC.
Fucking consequences. There you go.
ACDC. Now, again, because you know, we in the scheme of the reality of the spirituality, we still amongst people, whatever these beings or whatever y'all want to call them. The protocol of the government, you said civics, I'm going to stick with what you said, is the people ignorant to the civics. Now, it was a time when people did look up the civics. We got more court cases by people who were in the older era of time that could be re-brought up than we got more in the newer era of time. So obviously our people had, when you look at our people's mental
But the policies that were put in place, we saw those policies, right? When Clinton came in before Bush, we saw those policies where they totally changed up the edge of doctrine system. They took out, and even into Bush system, baby Junior Bush, where they started taking out education. You didn't have to learn your history, even though it was watered down, but it still gave some facts in there. They took it out. That's the whole game right there.
One president comes in, puts in something, depending on how long you stay,
and bring
then
another,
the next one leaves,
and bring in another policy. But it is still one. Caesar never left.
Let's go by this thing then, because this is why I say the great carpetbagger movement, because if a group of people was more productive during their own segregated, just like the other groups do today, that they were segregated, they only did business with whites. I looked up all that stuff. I found blacks were wealthy in counties that were never touched during the time of invention to this day.
Johnson was one of the biggest African American slaveholders. Every state.
I don't get where this is going. Why we can't want to talk about every state. The question I want to ask that moment, how did this black dude was able to get a pass, find out wealthy? Wealthy. Family member. It could be Caribbean. It could be right here from the good old state of Georgia, Florida, all the Midwest city, all of them had millionaires. All of them. The question today is, they were dressed. Look how the blacks were dressed back in the day. Everybody had a suit. Everybody had a tailor-made suit.
Immaculate.
Mm-hmm. And then custom-made pianos. I mean, everything. Now, that's when we was at the highest level of a takeover. That's what, because we were at second at the level where we were probably past, but they had to put that statistic out there. And guess what? Guess what? They made a deal. That deal was the deal breaker for everybody. That deal is when
the dry bones.
They gave back that. Yes, they did. They get that deal, and that's where the problem
Boulay
is.
Boulay sold us out.
Yeah, how come I'm one of people. Yes, but why? How could that happen?
The Boulay sold us out.
Look at history, because we pick cotton. That we going down the roads and we pick cotton. Now we doing. They getting rich off every click that we do on those phones. It's just like picking cotton.
Yeah, I agree. They got, and it ain't just us now. They got
the whole world
picking cotton.
Every click on these devices is just like picking cotton. That's how they keep rich.
Click makes a lot of sense.
Now I'm only doing this because I know. I keep telling you, I have to do this for the show purposes. But those need to be put. What time it is? So I make sure I get the most out of this right here. Oh, this, yeah. Okay, we did. Okay. Now, I just want y'all to know the premise of this program was, Mike, the things in the news that are of the cult that you said, all the cults that y'all said today that was happening, I look at their actual pageantry that they played. Did y'all not notice that, like I said, they had the war, you know, had two transgender shootings, all this is to promote the agenda to the celestial. So that's above, so below, that's what y'all say. So they're bringing down the energy from those sun solar flares that is able, that's why they say the through the mouth of hell, all that, the solar flares come out, it does something to the earth, the atmosphere space that is ionic, whatever, y'all go look it up. They do some math. It hits all kind of cosmic debris, supposedly going, it hits close to the atmosphere of these so-called planets.
Fourth of July fireworks.
I'm trying to figure out how this makes sense in reality for me to be able to make sense of it. I said, man, you know what? They plan off of the firing of the cells to bring that euphoric emotion to all of us guys. It's a get high. Here's the biggest get high, y'all. Biden is the one who put the crime bill in.
Somebody
all
making
black
noise.
I had spent years writing what became known as the Biden crime bill.
The Biden crime bill.
The Biden crime bill. Democrats right now, especially African Americans, have really looked back on the 1994 crime bill not very fondly. Hillary Clinton herself has come out against it, even though her husband signed it into law. Well, the author of that crime bill was Joe Biden.
The Biden crime bill.
Biden crime bill.
Biden's 1994 crime bill, while implementing sweeping gun control, also helped fuel mass incarceration with financial incentives to keep people behind bars.
The Biden crime bill.
The Biden crime bill.
The Biden crime bill is before us. Calls for the death penalty for 51 offenses. A wag in the newspaper recently wrote that something to the effect that Biden has made it a death penalty offense for everything but jaywalking.
The Biden crime bill.
The Biden crime bill.
The Biden hatch crime bill. As it becomes law, God willing, I hope that we will have ended once and for all this notion that is a hangover from the 60s, that somehow Democrats are weak on crime and Democratic presidents are weak on crime and Republicans are tough on crime. The truth is, every major crime bill since 1976 that's come out of this Congress, every minor crime bill has had the name of the Democratic senator from the state of Delaware, Joe Biden, on that bill. I like the idea they keep in jail longer. I'm the guy that wrote the bill requiring federal judges to keep people in jail 100% of the time for which they're sentenced, and the notable exceptions only 85%. So I'm all for tougher enforcement.
Rewrote the statute saying burning the flag in and of itself is a crime, period. Boom.
We changed the law so that if you are arrested and you are a drug dealer, under our forfeiture statutes, the government can take everything you own. Everything from your car to your house, your bank account, not merely what they confiscate in terms of the dollars from the transaction that you just got caught engaging in. They can take everything. We have laws in the last several years where we don't allow judges' discretion to sentence people. Flat time sentencing. You get caught, you go to jail.
We've gone from there all the way up to saying, under the leadership of Senator Thurman, and I'd like to suggest that I take some small credit for it, myself as well, and others, the presiding officer, that there is now a
The man named Senator Thurman. I'm going to show you how crazy black America is right now, which big race be very. That's why I tell you, you better look at the prophecies by bone. It's a,
but
you
see, that begs the question, what good is a law if they can change their will?
Did you?
They can just change the shit when they feel like it.
But he mentioned a KKK strong Thurman.
Yeah.
He did. No, my point to the people
but
is,
people will still argue down and say Trump is the racist.
I said, man,
this shit is so fucking stupid.
This is pretty good here. Now, this came out of his own mouth, not mine. I said to myself, man, now here we are in reality land. Let's go with right now before we get
mm-hmm.
stuff. Right now, this is a big, can't get no bigger, y'all. The president's son, coke addict, trafficking, Chinese. I'm just going on with this going on now. Total chaos. They trying to tell you things is better. We see companies. I know everybody said they got what's going on. This should be very suspect, all y'all, not to fall prey and to believe in it. That it's, you know, no. You better understand that it's going to be something for everybody. Like the sister y'all have been saying, you're going to be guided to other people that are going to help you out. It's going to turn into that way. But understand, it ain't all easy because, you know, we could just, it ain't like open spoken. I can clap my hands. I'm just telling you. You can see that if we can go this far, the black, I'm just looking at the black community and their voting habits that we're around mostly when it comes to interaction of certain things. Imagine them believing this long and find out, when they find out what they plan to do, our people are going to go into chaos, total chaos. And again, I don't think it's by accident that these cell phones, like I said, Brother Kwame said earlier, yes, if you look at Florida, they're putting some of them above ground, some of them are below ground. More newly places are below ground. More of the old traditional still got some up, but they're redoing them. And around the high-level areas, it's already up. It's already up. Now, I'm just asking everybody to pay attention before I let y'all go and do y'all thing. We're going to talk. What y'all think? I mean, are y'all seeing that if the population, that good and evil, if we can watch a group make laws on the old-time civil rights, supposedly our foreparents marked, and say now transgender is now the number one movement, how does that not sound? Does that sound like some type of Halloween movie or some? Because who would ever think in our growing up that a trainee would be able to now tell me they got to get more rights than me now? I just never thought about it. I mean, they've been around forever. We've seen them since we was kids. I never thought that they would ever get a right to be over black people. I'm listening to all y'all out there. Please, somebody explain to me how is this happening. But I'm dumbfounded. I'm just dumbfounded.
Well, you know, Dry Bones.
I'm listening. Somebody.
Okay.
I mean,
you know,
wherever
you
at.
The sister earlier, she made things seem a little different. She says that when she look at those kind of people, she don't agree with them, but she agrees with how they feel. That
right.
goes back to our emotions. Yeah. It goes back to we moving. So we see how they did it was. I met with this alien man, and what he says is we get into the consciousness and the emotions of people, and that's what they don't have when they create their AI intelligent or GI, whatever, you know, the characters they're creating. They don't have what we have is that natural emotion, that love, that care. So what happens is a lot of our sisters now, because she made it clear to me when she said that, because I'm like, wow, that makes sense what she just said, you know. So I was like, okay, so that's what's happening. So the elite, they gravitate off the woman's emotions and how she feel,
feel sorry because that person really wants to be like us, but she can't, and she trapped. You know what I mean? So they get into the emotions, and then they take that emotion and they make it into law, and then they be able to back the people can back them up because they operating off of emotions and not logic and nature. Because logic and nature, if they was operating there instead of the emotion side of it, so they gravitated to the emotions in our consciousness, and they made them support their goal, you know, is to have their new being. So that's how they
and emotions distort your thinking.
That's
well,
it.
You know what? That I mean, if that is not so put together simple, I mean, our children should be able to understand that because obviously that's in every cartoon I've been watching that show that.
Hey,
that's amazing.
Bones.
I'm sorry, that's how deep this is. That's like, wow, that's exactly what they said.
And Bones, and that is their main rationale for having and not being chauvinistic or none, but that is their main basis for having a male president, because in the crunch time, right, and it's time to make that decision, that feminine is going to go towards more of the emotional. Well, if his baby's there or whatever, they're not looking at adversarial or this is my enemy. They get caught up into the emotional aspect, and that's not a bad thing because you need the balance. But when it comes in crunch time and you know a mofo about to take you out, you gotta
yeah.
either press a button or you gotta
yeah.
do it. But that is their main premise for having more of a male president more than a female president, and that's
but
why
he,
Gerald Ford said what he said.
He said
if it get down to it. Well, we
he said
fucked
he got
up.
To die. He said
yeah.
they got,
when Joe,
he said that
yeah.
president got to die. We said, hey,
yeah.
I didn't say Joe, but
a president
hey,
got to die.
Got to die. The man said it clearly.
And I thought about Joe Biden.
I said, man, I said we had a time frame. If you think about it, we had a time frame that you never would be able to characterize that speech now to where you're able to vividly see it in fruition right now. I could say, damn, this could actually happen right now. It's the only time. A president, only party ever picked a woman and female. They had others, Geraldine Ferraro, she was one, but they never won. This was a win. I said, wow. And so this is real prime time right now, y'all. This is prime time TV. I know it's late in the day. I got to do some things. We got family members, but we got to tell you one thing. Y'all can stay with us. Don't panic. It's not hard. It's hard to say that, I know. Don't panic. Y'all, I mean, the knowledge y'all give out here to keep y'all going, this is what they call the beacon of light. Y'all watch those blood moons and all that. That's supposedly, we could get into a conversation. I hope that with Brother Kwame on put something together. It's like the menstruation of the cosmos, of the blood moon. It's cleansing itself. Now, some people say it. Some people say other things.
Or purging itself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, purge itself through menstruation, the menstruation process. So, again, but let it be known. I got to play this for y'all because, again, it still go along with the magic dollar. One thing about that dollar, it's amazing, like you said earlier. It still got countries that hold the bonds, and that's the crazy part. If they're holding the bonds, that means they don't really want to destroy America altogether bad. They need to come and confiscate a different way. They don't want to be going into blowing us up. But they do want us into migration, like you said earlier, bro. Hope you listen to your word. You said they're gonna put us in like a, you know, almost like concentration areas where we'll be concentrated and so forth like that. It looks that way. The designs are there. I don't know about y'all infrastructure. Remember, here's the question: did you take the infrastructure bill? If you're in a state that took the bill money, you better check that because that state is gonna comply to keep those federal funds.
Mm-hmm. And it's not all of them. A lot of the southern, basically, this just say, it's safe to say the majority of the southern states, they're fighting back against that ESG policy.
That's right.
But the mother states, you're done.
You're done. Now, this is where I got to play Order Out of Chaos. Stay with
Seattle,
Order Out of Chaos.
San Francisco.
Yes. Order
Seattle,
Out of Chaos.
And
cannot move
Chicago,
on this earth
New
without
York.
Two legs. He cannot do any work without two arms. You can't see very well without two eyes, two ears to hear correctly. So man cannot move around the earth without his two legs. Birds cannot fly without two wings. They can't do it while one wing don't work. They have to have two wings operating together, a left wing and right wing. And so we now know that this is how the world is actually being able to be moved. People in high powerful positions can move this whole world. Why? They can either move it to the left or to the right. The left is always the communistic, and the right is always the nationalistic. As the what we call the National Socialist German Workers' Party, Nazis, or the Communist Party, which is the Democratic Party. And so it's been known that you can't go anywhere if you don't have two of everything. So if you're going to walk, you need two legs. And you can't walk on a glass surface with oil on it. It's just not going to work. You need friction. So if you can't walk on a marble or a glass floor if it's got oil on it, why? Because there's no friction for you to walk. You need two different legs. And you need friction for you to walk and for you to move. So if the international bankers want to move the world towards something, it will cause friction. International friction or international strife and wars, it will cause kinds of wars between people, between religions, between governments. They are financing, organizing, and directing all of this wars and all the tragedies. And this is why even the Masonic Order has the term ordo ab chao, order out of chaos. Order out of chaos. Mm-hmm. And this is why when I was a kid in school, when somebody would say something in high school and junior high, get a life or wake up, it meant that you were ignorant and ill-informed. You need to get an education. And so they make a television show. What was it called in the 50s, that TV show was, Get Smart. Yeah, that's what it was, Get Smart. Mm-hmm. Well, in high school, for me, when I was a kid in high school, Get Smart, somebody told you to get smart and implied, go get an education. Wake up, you're stupid, you're ignorant. Get smart.
Now, we know Agent Chaos. So look how they was telling it. This old man, George Maxwell, was on our program, passed away, of course, you know that. But this amazing, Get Smart, something that we watch as young people, and realize the ramifications that it led to the spies and all the so-called espionage and takeover. And to this day, we thought it was a comedy, but it was real. That's the part that's crazy. We thought it was a comedy, but it is real. That's amazing.
And look at all the shows, the spy shows, the movies that came out of that time period. I think James Bond started like in the 60s. Then you had Mission Impossible. Then you had, what was the one with Bill Cosby?
I Spy,
yeah. All that was in that same time period.
Yep. And look how they're still, the brand is still out. They got Mission Impossible still running to this day. To this day, still running. The brand still
Matter of fact, it's coming out next week, I think.
That's right. Absolutely. I already know. It's already up. They had a preview down here. It's already at road. It's about to be.
Wow.
Again, this is what they tell us. So that's why I say, are we not in a matrix? If we can actually watch pre-events given us to us through television. And to this day, we don't know if we still learned the truth or not. Is it Memorex? I used to love that commercial. Ella Fitzgerald used to break the glass. Is it Ella Fitzgerald or is it Memorex? I'll tell you, they were telling us back then, Memorex, erase your mind. They were erasing us back then, but they gave us that money game. It's hard to say, hell, they tell me make them a commercial. You never know what your mind would say to you. You can help your family. You can do. You got to look at all the ramifications that is going on today. I hope everybody listening out there make your own assumptions. Come back on with us. Y'all carry on. Y'all want to talk? I'm listening. I just wanted to let y'all go. It's my open mic.
What's the singer's name that sung? She sung her own anthem.
Jill Scott.
She
Jill
told
Scott.
Everybody the entertainer.
Jill Scott, right?
Jill Scott, yes.
Yeah.
And told everybody the truth. And
yeah.
I wanted to see how long they're gonna sit there and just look at it as just a beautiful a tone coming out when she actually was telling
Yeah, she said it was Lance. Now there's some funny parts that to mind. You know, I find it kind of hard myself when I hear her sing. I know it's great. I know. That's the thing. You know, she is a millionaire. She ain't really like living a slave life unless you want to say the richest slaves on the planet type thing like we did.
Neither is Ice Cube.
Yeah, I have a hard time with I try to identify with them with what I'm going through on a workman.
The slave does not mean you
I'm
not
saying.
Having money. You're
I'm
still
saying.
A slave because
no,
you're
I'm
fulfilling
saying.
An agenda for someone else.
Right. But you know, but that money game kind of changes, and then we'll be off the map now. It's all over. But that money game, let's keep that going because that money game puts the person in the limelight.
Yeah.
That word limelight. It puts the person into the propaganda that they must give out in order to keep and maintain that affluence. That's what it looks like to me. I mean,
absolutely. A lot of the rappers tell it. Even Jay-Z, he said, you know, as long as you making money, you earning money for them.
Right.
You know. You earning money for whoever can make money. And,
well,
that's another part of the slave owners. You know what I mean? They're slaves, but
right.
They're rich slaves. But there's richer slave owners than them. You know?
Yeah.
So who
yeah.
are we? Judge lest we be judged even more.
Yeah,
you just got to get in the capitalistic game.
Right.
Yeah.
So basically, that's it. Capitalism.
That's right.
I heard everybody
that's right.
say it. Stephen A. said capitalistic is about why everybody getting cut off. It's capitalism that is, you know, got to do. I said, okay. Do we know any other way? Like I say, we say a lot of stuff, but again, capitalism gives an individual the power to capitalize on one's own self, if that's the true definition.
Right. And that's what I think. She was actually told to sing that song. Like that, because that fits the whole narrative of American black people are pretty much enslaved in America, and they are being treated so awful that we have to...
no one's going to believe she's treated awful.
Keep
no,
that
who's
in,
gonna,
in line because...
Who's going to believe that?
The real slaves, when they became free, they didn't have the same mindset of, oh, I want pity, I want to feel bad, I want this. They wanted capitalism. When they came out, they was like, with my money, with my opportunity, with my land, with my own business. I don't want no pity.
Yeah, that's
I'm
true.
A man,
right.
cause I got, I'm
right.
out now. I'm
yeah.
out.
Yeah.
But now,
out.
Right now, the whole thing is, let's let these new black people keep this slave thing going on that's what they wanted. And that's just keeping the black people down because a good story would be we came back from the slave, we was the black slave, we the best, we are the big comeback in the world because we came from being slaves, seeing our family being separated, in house, out house, just one bathroom, another bathroom. We done went through all that shit. And we got more millionaires. We got more people that own black people that own houses, that own their business than any other part of the world. We are the best kept comeback black. We don't have no stories of uplifting to make our kids feel proud of your blackness.
So
we don't have none of that.
So that's missing.
We got that sympathy.
So to keep the money
going.
We're
not black, though.
Yeah, we ain't not black. Yeah, because that's the key. Now, they made that up. Again, here we got Bill Cosby. We got, remember, I want y'all to know something. That if the trick's been played, we got to tell all the secrets. And before I let this go, I'll do some cooking up in here. But I'll just tell you like this. Bill Cosby, all them that was in that era of the movie, look how they did Bill and them, man. All them in that era, I think they went after Red Fox with IRS. Now, I played that tape. Because Biden said some things that y'all need to be aware of now. I just want y'all to know what's at stake. Y'all should out there. That's why I say feel free to understand y'all. He hired IRS agents for some reason, y'all. And you heard what the man said. He said they Nazis and the Democratic Party. If you notice what he said, he said there's two parties representing nationalism, and the other one represents. And you see where we're at, that same pinnacle right now. Now we could just,
right.
Yeah, we could just,
so you can't have one without the other.
Without the other, can't have one without the other. So we could say, oh yeah, we're in a park, but yeah, we are, because your infrastructure, your cars, your way you're gonna eat, all this is gonna be impacted on eventually. If there's some your demise, if you have to live long enough within the next 20 years, guarantee a transformation will be totally. We'd be saying, wow, you remember when? And I'm telling you, because the way the mind is going and the way people got the children playing these games. I went to the airport. Man, if y'all telling me, if I take, you know, I don't want to take pictures because people get mad because I want to take pictures of me. But these people, like everybody's kids got a doggone iPad. That's all I'm going to tell you. So you telling me.
Did you hear this story about the two parents beat the brakes off their son, hit him over the head with the TV because he spent all their money, life savings, on video games? Go look it up. I ain't making it up. They hit him. They hit him with a computer monitor, whooped his ass.
Oh, shit. That's what I call. I would just say this, man. If your kids, that would never happen to me. If your kid and you don't know that you ain't checking your bank account at all, I mean, I'm checking this shit regularly. I tell you straight up, they got so much fraud out, and the kids know how to use Netflix, put your account on Netflix. They know how to do all that now because
you better check your credit, all that shit.
They comprehend all that. You better check all that. I'm telling y'all, I know y'all gonna believe me, but it's up to y'all. I'm just saying, if you read this book a long time ago, it made a sense. I thought it was a bunch of crazy at the time, but it said Sunday Law. It said they was going to send it like the militia or the IRA to come to people's houses based on ammunition.
Mm.
And later on, they did it with David Koresh because the book was called Sunday Law. Go look at it. It was called Sunday Law. They were saying it's when the government going to come on a holiday and round up the Christians. Evangelicals, and I said, this is crazy. I said, you know, oh man, I ain't making this up. Y'all go look it up yourself. But it's actually an agenda. The agenda was to get them to be called domestic terrorists. They did that, and then the people think they're going after, but they're going to really be after the white. I've been shows proving this fact. I just don't do it all the time, but. We got a bunch of tapes. Y'all went online. They said they were going to go after all white supremacist groups. This came out their own government mouth. It's in this whole thing called, when they first did the bombing of 9/11, they had the Patriot Act ready. It was like ready to go. And we read it, got it printed up with some other people that I know. Boom, boom. We look at that shit. I said, man, I didn't even know it was a pure dictator. I didn't even know it was even written by Asian people till later on when I started doing the radio stuff. But I found that the Asian dude wrote it for Hillary Clinton. I said, God damn. Now, I'm trying to figure out, Brother Kwame, you said it earlier. You said if they came over here, think about that one, y'all. That makes a lot of sense because they show them with ships. You go to anything ancient, China, Mongolian, and all that shit, you see it. They see all this. They just as nasty as everybody else, and they were into cocaine, and making
but
them
drugs.
But
that's the thing. Come over here. I think God, to tell you the truth. We really look at history. They were already here. How the hell you got the governor of Illinois? His people's from Ukraine. That motherfucker been here the whole time.
Yeah, probably have. But like I said, you got them coming in from the West, the Pacific. I believe it's the Pacific, y'all. They came. If that's the case, the Pacific. That is the case, then that means that story about we got to look at their records. You have to look at their sailing records. We look at the wrong records all the time. We're always looking at European records, but they got other sailing people that said the same thing before the Europeans even said their little stuff. So we don't never talk about that. That's another thing. I learned. Never listen to this, what just one story is. People lie immediately. That's number one. Boom. Two. Gotta be two sides of every story. It's like y'all just said with two legs. As soon as you look at the other side, then you say, bam, oh man. how come I didn't know that these guys had concubines? How come I ain't know? Mm-hmm. You know, how come I didn't know, you know, if you made them mad, it'll fuck the whole family up. I mean, you know, this is the story that go beyond the niceties of the, that's called attributes.
It basically, you saying question everything.
Question everything, man. Come on, how are we going to believe one story? There's two sides of every story. And then when we get to the second story.
I mean, a side chick ain't new.
Yeah, absolutely.
Ex Zion.
Exactly. Professional. Now, she professional. I told you, she won the high goddess bitches. That's how he got caught up. She raw.
They had Britney Spears go after the number one draft pick a couple of days ago with that bullshit with the security. I'm like, look at this. Walt Disney strikes again.
Walt Disney is.
He hadn't even stepped on the court yet, and they're going after him.
Project Kitty Cat, or whatever it's called.
Project Kitty Cat. Meow.
This is all. If you know, all the Disney people are psychotic. You got Kiki Palmer now. Kiki Palmer now showing her butt all over the place. This is becoming a Disney. And they want to be
in that little hood rap in Robbins, Illinois.
And you want to go to Buffalo with Disney? Oh my goodness, that'd be frightening. I can't even imagine. They're gonna come with jobs though, y'all. They're gonna say we're gonna give y'all Disney jobs. I'm telling you, Disney good. If they put money there, it's gonna be an astonishing boost to the economy. Matter of fact, everybody say the Buffalo side is the worst side of the falls. If Disney puts something on the Buffalo side, oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness.
Well, they got what they got there. They got the casino.
Yep.
So now they're gonna bring the theme park in.
Oh my god. And have a Tesla exhibit. Like, oh my god.
I
a Tesla exhibit.
That's some serious ass money under the table, over the table, around the table, underground the table. Silk Road.
Yeah.
That's Silk Road.
Right near Canada. Over one
Silk
bridge
Road.
Here. Yeah, yeah. All right. That's what it is, y'all. Get ready, y'all. Get ready. Much love, the energy for y'all doing what y'all do.
All right.
We couldn't do it without y'all, that's for sure. Much love to everybody. We are out.